KKW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Power outages and flooding. That's what Irene will be remembered for all the way up to Vermont. Several towns flooded, a lot of roads closed. Same in upstate New York and far from the coast, western Massachusetts, too.
I think it's one of the craziest things I've seen for living in Greenfield for my whole life.
Now, there's flooding down to New Jersey as well.
The basement's flooded, almost full. But hopefully that's the peak, and then it'll subside, and we'll go back and pump it out.
He's in Nutley. Rivers could keep rising from there down to Pennsylvania and Virginia.
I want people to understand that this is not over.
President Obama says FEMA is still working to get help to storm victims. Irene blamed for 24 deaths. Crews still trying to get the lights back on to millions. There's also cleanup where Irene first hit, North Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Wilmington.
Dave, North Carolina's Governor Beverly Perdue has been touring the affected areas.
The property damage, the homeowners damage, the flooding, which is really severe in many places and less than I thought in other places.
Residents of places like Cape Hatteras are going to have to rely on boats to get supplies as the only road to the Outer Banks is still underwater. Hundreds of thousands were without power, but they're slowly getting their lights back on, Dave.
Now, Eben, today it gets easier to get around. New York City's just reopening subways, same with the airports. However,
JetBlue said the first flight available is on Saturday, and we're stuck here now.
He is stranded in Tampa after thousands of flight cancellations. People across the country are stuck trying to still get back home to the Northeast. There will be trading on Wall Street. The storm did not shut down the markets, and so far futures are up sharply this morning. The price at the pump is holding steady, and
we may well see prices decline a little bit.
Analyst Joby Lundberg's nationwide survey has self-serve regular at 361, same as 2 weeks ago. The bird flu is back, a new strain resistant to current vaccines spreading in China and Vietnam. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited. May not be available on Plus. $190 per membership, no rain checks.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot. And I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit. Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, I'm Denise Joyner, the Crescent Point Banking Center Manager at First Victoria. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The pain never goes away. It controls my life. What am I supposed to do?
Chiropractor Dr. David Dudica is committed to providing pain relief for many symptoms and conditions so you can have a higher quality of life. Not only can he treat pain with the most modern chiropractic techniques, Dr. Dudica also specializes in pain control using acupuncture, and your initial consultation is free. Trust your healing care to chiropractor Dr. David Dudica. Call 776-6808 or visit BryanCollegeStationCairo.com.
August 1969 and Texas gets groovy, man.
This Week in Texas History brought to you by 1620 WTAW and the Save Texas History Program of the General Land Office.
August 30th, 1969, Louisville. Similar to Woodstock, held 2 weeks earlier, the Texas International Pop Festival is a two-day outdoor counterculture extravaganza. Held near the new Dallas Motor Speedway, an estimated 150,000 groove to B.B. King, Janis Joplin, Grand Funk Railroad, and a new British band called Led Zeppelin. The food tent is run by hippie icon Wavy Gravy and his hog farm commune. Hippie skinny dip in Lake Louisville. but police do nothing. The first major rock festival in Texas ends with one death and one birth. The Texas International Pop Festival blew our minds 42 years ago this week in Texas history.
Learn more at SaveTexasHistory.org or call 800-998-4GLO.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. And if you're looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, well, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. You save up to 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are more than 300 styles available from six different builders. All are handcrafted pieces made with solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that'll give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from their huge selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want it in any size, shape, or finish. So hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving and save up to 10% during this Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supply are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WTAW News Time, 607, 79 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 107. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is hiring an animal shelter manager, an animal control officer, and a shelter technician. So what happened to the long-negotiated agreement with the Brazos Animal Shelter? Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says time ran out on the shelter to consider the city's proposed contract. So starting Thursday, Walker says the city will take over operation of the Finfeather Road facility.
If there's one message out there that we'd like to get out is, for the short term, we realize it's going to be maybe even confusing, and the programs and services will not be all that's anticipated. But we hope that given time and given the ability to get our feet on the ground, we can show the community that we can offer and provide the services that they've come to expect in an extremely humanitarian way.
The president of the Animal Shelter Board, Judy Leunis, says they found out through a shelter employee who read the job opening on the city's website.
I thought we were having very good conversations back and forth, working. I know the staff doesn't want to run an animal shelter because they've told us that over and over again. I'm talking about the city of Bryan staff. So I just am ready for this to be over and us to move on. And I don't like that we had our staff found out first that they were trying to hire people, and then we learned from the staff.
Leona says the shelter board is focused on resuming fundraising, including the 5th annual Wiener Fest coming up in October. Nearly a year has passed since what is now described as a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the A&M campus. The justice of the peace handling the first appearance of a student accused of taking and tossing another student's Aggie ring was reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. J.P. George Boyette was ordered to contact a mentor to have 10 hours of education in the area of proper judicial demeanor. The commission's order stated Boyette, quote, acted in an impatient, undignified, and discourteous manner, end quote, toward the accused. The commission's decision followed their viewing of the first appearance, which was videotaped, along with written responses from Boyette. The justice of the peace, who showed off his Aggie ring to the accused, set bond at $50,000 in the case when the standard bond is about $5,000. A copy of the state's order, which includes responses from Boyette, can be found on our website with this story, WTAW.com. 3 days later, charges were dropped when someone else admitted to tossing the ring. Officials at Blinn College have announced one of the three finalists to become president has dropped out. Still in the running are Blinn's provost of Brazos County campuses, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and Navarro College's president of Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte Jr. Lynn will host the finalists at public forums the week after Labor Day. Details are still being finalized for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. The third finalist, Dr. Warren Nichols of Volunteer State Community College in Tennessee, has withdrawn after accepting another position. You can read background information on the finalists also on our website, WTAW.com. There's much more to what turned out to be the armed robbery of an out-of-town jewelry salesman last week in College Station and what led to the arrests of two suspects. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The arrest report indicates the holdup last Thursday morning was in a residential area behind the Home Depot. The victim says he had stopped his car to put on a suit jacket before going into a local jewelry store. That's when another car stopped and two people approached. One had a semi-automatic handgun in one hand and tools in the other. A window was broken to gain access inside the car. A duffel bag of jewelry was taken, and they left. While the victim was on the phone with 911, a witness also called, and as they were on the line, dispatchers received a report of a hit-and-run crash at University in the freeway southbound service road. A witness to the crash and other traffic offenses followed the suspect's car on the freeway south out of College Station. The getaway car was stopped by Navasota police. Taken to jail were a woman from Waco and a man from Houston. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry, the handgun, or three others in the getaway car. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And drivers on the Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan need to be aware of a traffic obstacle later this morning. The northbound freeway lanes between Highway 21 and Tabor Road will be closed between 9 a.m. and noon. That's because the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit will be on scene to do a follow-up investigation of a fatality crash last week. Northbound freeway traffic will exit at Highway 21 and continue on the service road until passing the investigators. Southbound lanes on the freeway will remain open. Northbound motorists should expect delays as officers wearing orange vests will be in and out of traffic. WTAW News Time is 6:12, 79 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice, America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
I know you want to raise your fitness game. Aguiland Fitness Dome knows it too. That's why they're raising their game to include the following in every membership. Indoor boot camps included. Cycling classes included. Group power classes included. Yoga classes included. All classes at the Dome are included. It is the best value in fitness today. Don't miss out. Contact them today, AguilandFitness.com, or call 690-DOME. That's 690-3663.
613, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Well, hot weather continues, but towards the end of the week, some of the computer guides is now hinting at maybe the possibility of some rain for the area. We'll see whether or not it happens. We're under a heat advisory through the evening hours of today. Lots of sun, 105 this afternoon. Clear overnight, lows near 75. Sunshine tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. Sunny Wednesday, highs will be up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is game week. Texas A&M and SMU will kick off a week from yesterday. Yeah, we'll talk about that, of course, as the Aggies will meet the press today in their first weekly press conference. We'll talk about that news from the World Championships of Track and Field and some Aggie names involved there. And the Texas Rangers take 2 out of 3 from the LA Angels. We got that and a lot more coming up in sports.
Did you say they're going to be on Meet the Press this week?
Yeah. Awesome. Man, that's right. They'll be, yeah. With Lawrence Spivak. Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Timex.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That'll be...
There's some names that people hadn't heard in a long time.
Oh, that's true. Boy, and most importantly, we got that dang Little League World Series title back here where it belongs in U.S. America.
Right. God bless America.
You're darn right.
California.
Yeah, a 12-year-old who looks about 17 got out there and got the job done.
I was watching a little bit of that yesterday, and I don't know. I'm just thinking... This seems a little, I realize this is a very good Japanese baseball team, but, you know, they put their dimensions up there, if you will. And you got the kids from California, and it's like, he's 5'6" and 12 years old.
Yeah.
And then the kids from Japan gets up there. He's 4'11" and 12 years old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Exciting game-winning hit, though, huh?
That just proves what, see, eating that fish and eating that red meat. See, you need to be eating that Texas beef. It makes you grow up. I don't know. That kid may be a
California
vegan.
California beef.
Exactly.
Yeah, he may.
May be vegan for all you know.
Yeah, that's it. So, no telling. We'll just see. Well, fine. Let's say he's 12, so let's see where he is in 10 years, right?
And they're flying all the way back to California. You think they were obnoxious on the plane? Probably not.
Man. With that trophy?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm not concerned about the kids being obnoxious. Okay?
You got a point there.
Yeah, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
Well, we're from Huntington Beach anyway. So
hey, stewardess lady, come back here. That's my boy right there.
Right. Yeah. We'll maybe be able to move down to San Diego now. Robert Johnson of Vero Beach, Florida, likes to give back to his community by strolling around the beach.
Uh-oh. You're going to say it, aren't you?
You are.
You're going to pick the segment right up where we left off.
I find it very interesting because it says here, while completely naked.
As opposed to partially.
Yeah.
Well, it means
like, go big or go home. That's
like,
it.
Like he didn't have a shark's tooth around his neck or nothing
it's
like that.
It's what he calls helping. Unfortunately for Mr. Johnson, some Vero Beach folks don't classify such activities as helping. During one of his recent public service missions, as he says, he was arrested by the local police officers who found him standing in a public showering area in front of a small group of people. And, as you would expect, the way that most people shower. When asked for his ID, Johnson told the police, "You can't take me to jail for this. I'm just out here helping people."
By showering?
What would our alternatives be?
We're going to have a great time together.
Oh, sure we will.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
Helping.
We're going to have a good time.
Right.
Doing his part for the community.
You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Took a train, a plane, a bus.
And where do you keep your ID?
You can't pin it on camera.
Once.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Spice things up with the Subway featured $5 footlong of August, the Buffalo Chicken, an all-time favorite with tender chicken, boldacious buffalo sauce, and creamy ranch on flatbread or your favorite freshly baked bread. This August, it's joining our many everyday $5 footlongs. So get the Buffalo Chicken as a $5 footlong while you can. The Spice-alicious Buffalo Chicken, featured $5 footlong of August only. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, limited time only pricing. Participation may vary. Prices higher and less than Hawaii. Additional charges.
6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's August 29th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And we begin with it being Family Day, celebrated in Tennessee, which is pretty much...
Yeah, that's a big party
all
right
of them.
There.
Just about everybody.
That's right. Yeah. They can even go across the border and get some, probably.
Yeah,
there you go. First off, and most important, absolutely, positively, is my wife. Judy's birthday is today, so happy birthday, dear. There you go.
Now she can turn the radio off.
No, she doesn't have it on, I promise you. Richard Attenborough, the actor, is still alive. First, he's 88 years old today. John McCain.
Guess he's happy about
that. Yeah, there you go. John McCain, Arizona senator and, of course, presidential nominee in last time, 75 years old. Actor Elliot Gould's birthday is today. He's 73 years old today. William Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist, is 72 years old. Remember Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Yeah.
Really ahead of his time.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a reality show.
He
really.
And Army Archered pretty much did all that stuff.
He's 70 years old today. And let me see. That's all I got there. From Diamond Rio, Dan Truman is the keyboardist. He's 55 years old.
I told you, Chase.
Yeah,
you
got me. All right, don't rub it in.
Rebecca De Mornay, the actress, turns 52 years old. And Leah Michelle, she's in Glee. She's 25.
She's a very pretty young lady.
There you go. That's all I got.
Okay, James Brady, from he's 71 years old. He was the press secretary who was wounded in the assassination attempt. Yeah, that's pretty much what we got here. All right, 620.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, here's Obama running in 2008 for the presidency. Hope and change and rah-rah and people fainting and having fun. And here's Obama running in 2012 in Iowa.
So, yeah, maybe you didn't get a public option, but we've got the closest thing we've ever had to universal health care. And fuel efficiency standards on cars, the first time that's happened in 30 years, which will do more for our environment than any piece of legislation that we've seen in a very long time.
Sounds like the helium's gone out of that balloon. Sounds like hope and change has shifted to pessimism and misery.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Remember Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Football season here. Of course, high school started last week. A&M starts this week. NFL right around the corner, and suddenly here to help you with all of that. It's Suddenlink Savings Days that are going on right now. Time for you to save on all sorts of products that Suddenlink has for you. First, let's talk about the home phone service. It's only $25 a month for 5 years when you bundle. Plus, you get to keep your same phone number, and you get popular calling features like call waiting and caller ID. And, you know, for that one low price, you get unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling. And as always, there is no contract with Suddenlink. You get 30-day money-back guarantee. So give Suddenlink a call today. And also remember, because I mentioned the sports thing, the NFL Network, your only destination for everything that happens around the NFL, on and off the field, during the offseason. Don't have to miss out. There'll be 8 live primetime regular season Thursday night games, and also all 64 preseason games. Well, we're almost done with those, but all those are on there. And if you really love the NFL, don't miss a minute of the action. Ask Suddenlink about adding NFL Red Zone to your sports experience. Every touchdown from every game, every Sunday afternoon, all season long. So get in touch with Suddenlink. Go to Suddenlink.com or call 1-800-915-1866 and see how you can bundle all this up. And remember, you can save up to $360 on the phone service. Not a bad deal at all. So suddenly, give them a call, 1-800-915-1866.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lear from Lear Insurance, formerly the Lear Agency, located in the heart of Bryan College Station. Give us a call today at 888-98-LIERE, and we'll give you a free quote. We partner with over 100 insurance companies, and Lear is waiting to save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your auto and home insurance with just one call. Don't waste any more of your hard-earned dollars on high premiums. Call 888-98-LIERE. We'll do the shopping. You'll do the saving.
Assessing the damage. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Property insurance companies may have dodged a bullet this weekend. Hurricane Irene caused its share of problems, flooding roads and basements, downing trees, and cutting power to millions of people. But damage to insured property will likely not be as bad as feared. Much of the damage that did occur was the result of flooding, which is not covered under standard homeowners' policies. This will be a big week for economic data. The August employment numbers will be released in Washington on Friday, just ahead of Labor Day weekend. We get reports on personal income, consumer spending, and pending home sales today. Key reports on consumer confidence and manufacturing activity are also on the docket this week. August sales reports from the big retail chains will get a close look when they come out on Thursday. They will offer a first look at how the back-to-school shopping season has been going. Stocks rallied in Friday's trading and the futures pointing higher at this early hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Do you want to get fit? Notice I didn't say lose weight, because if you get fit, of course you're going to lose weight. But if you get fit, you're going to feel better, you're going to have more energy, and it's something you can do for the rest of your life. When you get fit, you take your nutrition, your food. I didn't say diet. You take your food, you put it in sync with your workouts, and it's something you can do. Keep the pounds away, feel better every day. If you want to get fit, call my personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU. 492-1900. 492-1900.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-way. Of course, the heat advisory continues to be in effect. We are looking for a high temperature today, about 107. Keeping our fingers crossed, later on in the week, we may not break 100 again. In fact, right now, what they say is a 40% chance of showers on Thursday. Friday, a 50% chance of showers, and a high of only 92. Again, that's a week away, so we'll see what happens. In the meantime, humidity 67% right now. The winds are calm, fair skies, and we've got 80 degrees.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Written English and spoken English are very different in a lot of ways, and there's a very good reason for it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
There are good days and there are perfect days. On a good day, you go shopping. But on a perfect day, you go shoe shopping, at a sale, with your best friend. A good day ends with a nice glass of wine, but a perfect day ends with a glass of Mirasu Pinot Noir, which you sip on your deck while your husband makes you a delicious dinner.
Honey, where do we keep the pans?
Well, at least the wine is perfect. Mirasu Wines. Look for the sun on the label. Life is good under the sun. Copyright 2011, Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 50% off all backpacks. With amazing deals like this, you don't have to shop around. And with 50% off our entire selection of backpacks, you won't have to hear,
"Mom, my old backpack kind of smells. It's burning my eyes."
Or,
"Duct tape for my old backpack. Thank you, Mom."
Or our favorite,
"Mom, is that Dad's duffel bag, like, from the Army?"
Get 50% off all backpacks. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last. In-store only. Offer ends 9/17/11.
Language is more about speaking than it is about writing.
Because writing came along only about 5,500 years ago, whereas speech has probably existed for about 150,000 years. So if language had only existed for 24 hours, then writing came along at about 11:07 p.m.
Linguist John McWhorter, author of the book What Language Is.
But this is the important thing. There are 6,000 languages in the world. Of them, 5,800 are spoken only. It's only about 200 languages that are written in any real way.
And the written part of language is much slower to change than the spoken part.
Writing is an approximation of speech that you scratch onto stone or papyrus or paper, or now that we can type onto a computer screen. And as we're all well aware of with just the nightmare of English spelling, it's very much an approximation of the way we speak. For example, we have the word them, and then we have the word them. And them is as much a word as them. I'm going to go tell them. If you say, I'm going to go tell them, you don't sound natural. In writing, we always just write them.
In fact, when language consists of speaking and writing, it can cause problems.
Because we're always speaking in new ways. And not just words, but how we pronounce things, how we run things together, and writing stays the way it is.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood-destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, very hot today, well over 100 for a high. Going to be that way at least the first 3 days of this week. And as Rob alluded to earlier, there's some fairly significant chances of showers later on, but of course I just jinxed it, and we'll see what happens. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. A local justice of the peace has been reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Judge George Boyette was ordered to complete 10 hours of education with a mentor in the area of proper judicial demeanor. That follows what was considered a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the A&M campus last September. One student was arrested after being accused of taking another student's Aggie ring and tossing it into a field. The order noted the videotaped first court appearance showing Boyette pointing out his own Aggie ring to the accused before setting bond at $50,000, some 10 times the standard amount. Boyette's responses to why he did what he did are included in the commission's order that you can read on our website, WTAW.com. The commission concluded that Boyette, quote, abandoned his role as a neutral, detached, and impartial magistrate, end quote. Charges were dropped in the case 3 days later against the accused after someone else admitted to tossing the ring. Attempts to maintain the decades-long marriage of the City of Bryan and the Brazos Animal Shelter are over. City employees will take over Bryan Animal Control Services starting Thursday. The city's help wanted page includes openings for an animal shelter manager, a shelter technician, and an animal control officer. The president of the animal shelter board, Judy Leonis, says employees notified them when they saw the job openings online.
They've done the research. They know how expensive it is to run a shelter. So I just can't imagine right now, because it takes us away from doing our job and trying to raise money for the animals of our community by having all of these meetings. And we have spent so much on lawyers, and it's just been ludicrous. And, you know, looking back, I'm we're all pretty tainted about this right now.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says they're in the process of hiring staff to take over the Finfeather Road facility.
But we'll be able to offer programs, or low-cost paid neuter programs, educational programs, fostering and adoption programs, you know, all those things that the community's come to expect. That's certainly the vision that we have right now. It probably won't happen on Thursday, but give us a little time, and we plan to certainly strive to reach those goals.
Leona says the shelter board remains committed to honoring its contracts with College Station and Brazos County. The week after Labor Day is when Blinn College officials plan to introduce the finalists for president. Specific details are still being worked out for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. Meantime, you can read background information on our website, WTAW.com. There are two in the running after a third finalist withdrew after accepting another position. The candidates are Blinn's provost of Brazos County campuses, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and the president of Navarro College's Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte, Jr. Authorities are looking for a duffel bag of jewelry, a semi-automatic handgun, and three of five suspects accused in an armed robbery last week in College Station. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Police responded to the residential neighborhood behind the Home Depot, where an out-of-town salesman said he had been held up after stopping his car to put on his suit coat before visiting a local jewelry store. Another car had stopped, containing five people. Two got out, one holding the firearm and a bag of tools. A window was broken to get inside the victim's car. The duffel bag was taken, and the suspects left. Within minutes, 911 received calls from the victim, a witness to the robbery, and a witness to the getaway car being involved in a hit-and-run wreck at University and the freeway southbound service road. The suspect vehicle was followed on the freeway south out of College Station. It was stopped in Navasota, but only two of the five were inside. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry or the handgun. Taken to jail were a man from Houston and a woman from Waco. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit will be working the freeway this morning. That means a detour and delay for northbound drivers between Highway 21 and Tabor Road. Motorists will be on the service road as investigators will do a follow-up on a fatality rollover crash that happened last weekend. Southbound lanes on the freeway will remain open. That rerouting expected to be from about 9 o'clock this morning until about noon. WTAW News Time, 635, 79 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange would like to thank you for voting us the best of the Brazos Valley for buying gold and silver. With gold at an all-time high, now is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, and silver to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are honored to be selling the From Soldier to Soldier bracelet, which is a designer version of the survival bracelets worn by thousands of U.S. and Allied soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. The From Soldier to Soldier bracelet is a stylish fashion statement with a conscience. They are made in the USA, come in 5 sizes and several colors for men or women. Significant proceeds from the sales will go to the Homes for Our Troops and other organizations assisting wounded soldiers and their families. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where your dreams come true within your budget. We are on College Avenue and College Station, or call us at 846-2400.
Seasons and styles may change, but the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help you look and feel your best all year long. Connie specializes in a variety of massages, including hot stone, a great way to relax and get away from everyday stresses. So if you're looking for a way to enhance your current beauty regimen, Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help. Call 693-0350 today to book your appointment with Connie and be sure to mention this ad. Or visit them online at RivieraDaySpa.net.
637, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Good deal of sunshine for today, like we've seen the entire summer. In fact, it looks like the sunshine continues through at least Thursday. There's a heat advisory in effect through the evening hours of today, highs near 105. Clear tonight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, up around 100. There is the potential, though, towards the end of the week of possibly some rain. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High school football season got off to a good start for the Rudder Rangers and the Navasota Rattlers. Not good enough, though, for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. We'll review that and tell you what's coming up. Also, it's Aggie Game Week as the Aggies take on SMU Sunday night at Kyle Field. We'll talk about that. The Rangers, the Astros, and U.S. Open Tennis. They're hoping that they can get started on time today after they clean up the mess in New York. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, squeegee, the courts will be just fine.
Everything will be fine.
It'll be good.
Yeah, suck it up.
Good, yeah. Hey, don't forget, you can follow all that high school football stuff on, well, if they're playing on Thursday night or on Saturday or on Friday, you can do that over on Twitter at Brazos Football. I did that Friday night, a matter of fact.
I did, too.
So I could check and see what was happening. So can carry all that action. Ought to be about 104 this Friday. No, actually, it shouldn't. Did you see this? Again, It's a whole week from now,
yeah.
But they're saying that Friday the high temperature will be 92.
Wow.
I'll wear my long pants for that. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Wear your thermals, man. Yeah.
With a 50-50 chance of showers.
Whoa.
So we'll see what happens. But that would be kind of fun if we could have that.
Yeah.
Game week, I've already gotten I've already gotten SMU's fight song ready for whenever.
Oh, do you? So, she'll be loaded with Peruna when she comes.
Something yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah.
That their band used to be, what was it, 99?
Nine guys and a girl? Yeah. Or something
and
like
a doll.
And yeah. a doll, yeah. yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, yeah, but they went on probation. And,
I don't know that that had anything to do with that. But that's,
yeah,
that's
the band too. Broke up. And, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
We're good. You want us back in the conference now?
Yeah. yeah.
So I guess that four-word sentence that we all wondered would finally get posted somewhere on the internet, Politico's done it this morning. Is Rick Perry dumb? I mean, that's the name of the story. Mm. Is Rick Perry dumb?
And what's the answer they give?
Well, you know, it's well, I'll tell you what. This is what Mark Miner, who works for Perry, though, says. Miner said that criticism of Perry as not so swift could be traced to bitter political opponents. Quoting now. And they're at home now watching reruns of CSI Miami, end quote.
So, really?
Very good. Very good. Oh, boy, the politics have begun.
Well, yeah. Good. Yeah, there you go. Bill Miner, who is a longtime lobbyist in Austin, says, quote, he's not a guy who's going to the Aspen Institute. That's not the way he's made. But what Miller says is that Perry learns what is necessary to be effective. He said if he should know about John Locke, who's basically the father of liberalism, so I don't know that he cares about him, he said then he'll learn about John Locke. If not, then it's not on his schedule and it's irrelevant to him. An illustration that Perry knows what he needs to know, his spokesman said, is the governor's currently reading Henry Kissinger's recent China book called On China. And they talked to... who's that that little guy who's the mayor, the governor over in Louisiana, Bobby Jindal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He likes to walk around stairs.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, see, Bobby was working pretty hard to get the film industry over into Louisiana to make movies. And so Rick called him and wanted to congratulate him on the fact that they were getting movie business over there and kind of picked his brain a little bit about what they did. And you know what? It wasn't 2 weeks later. He's talking to a bunch of business people, and he had down to the final jot and tittle exactly what Louisiana was doing to bring in business. So he can certainly grasp the situation. But they're talking to Garnett Coleman, who was a longtime legislator in Austin, and he said, you know, when George Bush was the governor, we would have meetings one-on-one. And he said, I went in one day to meet with Governor Perry on some children's health issues, and there were 10 people in the office. He's just not used to kind of dealing with that situation. So as a result, he governs a little differently in Texas, but he basically understands what he needs to know. And I think, as other people have said, he quite often has the smartest people in the room with him. They said that part of his training came from Texas A&M University.
Oh, they mentioned it?
Well, a couple of times. Well, but Perry did. I mean, uh-huh. Perry was quoted all over saying the difference between me and George Bush is mm-hmm. he went to Yale and I went to Texas A&M.
Right.
So, but he said, you know, what a pilot does is a pilot is taught to trust your information.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he prepares by getting that information and he trusts the sources on that. And that's why it'll be interesting. Is it Labor Day that we have the next presidential debate? That,
yeah.
I guess he'll be behind a podium for the first time.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And they also quoted David McNeely, graduate A&M Consolidated High School, by the way, says, in terms of sheer brains and understanding policy at a deep level, he'll rank pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as power politics and control, he is the most powerful Texas governor in history. And as we know, I mean, he's had a lot of appointments because he's been there a long time.
Yeah. I noticed when I was looking the other day, I was looking for his Aggie ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears his Aggie ring on his left finger.
Yes, he does.
And wasn't able to look closely enough, but I assume maybe it's next to a wedding ring.
Yeah, he has a wedding ring on. And he wears
he wears them both on the same ring.
Yes, he does.
That's an old Army thing.
Yeah. Finger. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, and it has been from day one. That's not anything new. We've had people who've represented this area who would wear their Aggie ring at appropriate times,
right. mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
It always looked like, ooh, that ring shrunk.
And it's so clean and new mm-hmm. and shiny. Yeah,
yeah.
He wears it every day.
What's his name, the CNN guy?
There's a lot of them.
Well, the Aggie. The
Roland Martin.
Yeah, Roland Martin. He wears it on the right hand.
Yeah, does he? Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Both, good for
him. I look for things like that.
That's it. So, President had to cut his vacation short.
By a day.
He had to get back to D.C. so he could sit down in front of a microphone and look concerned. He went over to the FEMA headquarters, and you know what he said? He did.
He said, doing a good job?
You guys are doing a great job. he really did. Yeah.
Was there anybody named Brownie there?
Mr. President.
Yeah, that's not.
But that's fine. I mean, it's done. I'm just glad he was back so that he could see the rain whipping the Northeast and that kind of thing. So, what do you think? I mean, and maybe it was because the politicians were out of town that they didn't care. It's because they had a lot of cameras they had to use. I mean, what was that?
You talking about the coverage and everything?
Coverage.
Well, I thought, but before the storm got there, there were times that were just laughable from both the main news stations, CNN and Fox, that, there were times I said, that cameraman could wipe off that lens, but that wouldn't make it look near as good. You need as many raindrops on that lens as possible.
Can't lose that effect, can we?
But as far as, the dire warnings that went out, I don't have a problem with it because, it's an overused phrase, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And I don't have a problem with them preparing for the worst because there's a lot of, I watched a lot of video this weekend, and New York City may not have gotten it like they thought it was going to, but boy, New Jersey and especially the state of Vermont, they got it pretty.
It's Vermont.
They got slammed pretty hard.
Ironically, the only landlocked state in New England.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
yeah.
Gallup survey released on Friday shows that the aforementioned Rick Perry with 35% support from the self-described Tea Party, that cannot make Michelle Bachmann happy. I mean, she pretty much picked up the Tea Party mantle early on, and she just doesn't have their eye right now. Rick does because he's maybe the new kid on the block. Ooh, did you hear about ESPN and Paul Azinger?
No.
Well,
the golfer boy.
Yes,
course,
as a matter of fact, apparently Paul has been warned by the company to quiet his political commentary after he recently tweeted facts. POTUS has played more golf this month than I have. I've created more jobs this month than he has. End quote.
And ESPN has a problem with that.
They did. Now they don't. They didn't care.
He doesn't work for ESPN, does he?
Well, apparently he does because they're the ones who. But what I find interesting is that this is the same company who allowed Kenny Mayne to rip conservatives. Sarah Palin. He said once that he wanted to ram a car because it had a Sarah Palin bumper sticker on it. They didn't say anything to him about that, but the comments that Azinger makes, they did. Obviously owned by ABC Disney. They're lefties. And so there you go. Got that going
on. Yeah. Well, Paul will talk. He did a little Tiger Woods slamming not too long
did
ago
he?
On the air,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Colin Powell firing back, so to speak, at Dick Cheney. Apparently in his book, Cheney criticized Powell and some other members of the Bush administration. Powell said, the president knows that I told him what I thought about every issue of the day. Cheney may forget, but I'm the one who said to President Bush, if you break it, you own it. And you've got to understand that if we go to war in Iraq, we have to be prepared for the whole war, not just the first phase. He said Mr. Cheney and many of his colleagues did not prepare for what happened after the fall of Baghdad, end quote. So already firing back before Cheney really gets out on the old book tour thing, because he'll obviously be out there and doing that soon. But a preemptive strike, if you will, from the former Secretary of State. That ought to be fun, listening to those two go at it. All right, 6:48.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about tree care, how to meet the challenges of maintaining healthy trees, and how to deal with the stresses brought on by drought this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We're all blessed with one or two of them. They're those funny little spaces where it's hard to get a real landscape established. There isn't enough room or there's some form of architectural complication. They're the odd spots of the landscape, and I have some details of how you can cope with some of the worst of them. I'll be back with details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long, and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions and carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. It doesn't get any better than Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and local businesses. TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. So if we're going to deal with tough spots in the landscape, let's start with utility poles. What do you do to conceal it? Well, probably nothing. Most landscape architects will tell you to try to get it moved to a less obvious location. Failing at that, just leave it alone. Folks' eyes will scoot past it as they look at the rest of your gardens. The worst thing you can do is to plant something around it, under it, or heaven forbid, on it. It's something like the toilet. You don't necessarily want to use it as the focal point of your interior decorating. It's better that it disappear visually. How about the parkway? That's the name for the little narrow space between the sidewalk and the curb. You need to know that the city probably owns that property, so any improvements you make there are going to be donations over which you do not have final jurisdiction. You also don't want to wall off your landscape and house visually, so for both of those reasons, you probably should just plant the same type of turf grass you're using for your front lawn. Even a ground cover will draw undue attention to the space, and if the city wants to change a sewer line or a water line, they can tear it up and never ask permission. How about out behind the rear fence? Many homes have rear entry garages with paved alleys that resemble small streets. Usually there's a space of 18 or 20 inches in width behind the fence, and you're left wondering how to plant anything meaningful there. Probably the best solution is to plant an attractive vine that can grow to the top of the fence and then spill over into the backyard. Vines always look best on the sides of the fences that are away from their stems. If you don't want a vine, again, simple turf grass is probably the best solution. Use a soaker hose turned upside down to irrigate it. Here's a common one, heavy shade and the grass won't grow. This is the problem we all eventually have. The little trees we planted earlier are now casting all that shade we'd hoped for, but it's killing the grass. If you've tried removing one or two lower limbs to get more light under the trees, and if that still didn't work, and if you've tried St. Augustine, our most shade-tolerant grass, then it's time for Plan C, the third and last choice. Use a shade-tolerant ground cover like Mondo grass, Liriope, Ivy, or even Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper euonymus, and the last two are excellent in full sun as well. With slopes where mowing is difficult, if you have a grade change that defies power equipment, you have a couple of good options. Either you can plant a ground cover that can hold the soil with minimal hand care, or you can terrace the space so you'll be more easily able to maintain turf. Those are your choices, and a nurseryman can help you pick the right plant. Seeking privacy through landscaping in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Monday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. A first look at your sports for this week. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It is game week for Aggie football. Today, Coach Mike Sherman and selected players will meet the media at about noon for the first of the weekly press conferences. With the Sunday game, it won't be like most game weeks, but the opener could be packed at Kyle Field based on the anticipation of the Aggies' first top 10 preseason ranking to start a season since 1999. That was the year after they won the Big 12 championship. Also, the record season ticket sales this year with the final count, 44,250. That, along with some 29,000 student tickets they anticipate selling, leaves less than 10,000 seats per game left for individual sale. Those individual tickets for SMU and Idaho are on sale now. Individual tickets for all Big 12 home and away games, except for Texas, will go on sale on September the 6th. High school football got off to a good start for the Rudder Rangers and the Navasota Rattlers as they both won their Friday night openers, Rudder over Taylor 28-21, and the Rattlers beat Madisonville on the road 40-7. Now, the David Raphael era at A&M Consolidated had a rough start. The Tigers lost at home to Klein Oak 17-9. Bryan Vikings will open their season on Saturday on the road at Clear Springs, while Consol is at Cy Woods on Friday night. Rudder hosts Leander Rouse on Friday. Navasota goes to Willis on Friday. At the World Track and Field Championships in South Korea, A&M sprinter Amanda Beard finished fourth in her heat of the 400-meter semifinal, but finished 11th overall and did not make the eight-person finals. She will be part of the USA 1600-meter relay team on Thursday. Aggies Tabari Henry will represent the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Demetrius Henry will represent the Bahamas in the men's 400-meter today. The big news, though, from the meet was world record holder Usain Bolt being DQ'd from the 100-meter finals after he jumped the gun. Under Coach G. Guerrieri, the Aggie soccer team has never had a losing record after four matches until now. The Aggies suffered a couple of one-goal losses in Knoxville over the weekend, 3-2 to Florida on Friday, and to Tennessee 1-0 in penalty kicks yesterday. The Aggies dropped to 1-3, but they're home for their next two matches, hosting Dartmouth Friday night and McNeese on Monday, Labor Day. Aggie volleyball team went a perfect 3-0 to win its own invitational over the weekend. They beat Creighton twice and UTSA once. They'll host the Israel national team tomorrow night at Reed Arena at 6:30, and then it's off to Portland.
Game over. California wins it. Prado's walk-off single, and Huntington Beach, California, captures the Little League World Series championship.
That was Nick Prado's single with two outs, the bases loaded, to give Huntington Beach a 2-1 win over Hamamatsu City, Japan, in the Little League World Series yesterday with the runners on first and second. An error by the shortstop on what would have been the inning-ending double play loaded the bases for California. Then a forced play at the plate, and the 12-year-old Prado smacked the solid liner off a 2-0 pitch for the game-winning hit. It's the fifth time in the last 6 years that a team from the U.S. has won the Little League World Series. Texas Rangers came out with a three-game lead over the Angels in the American League West after they beat L.A. yesterday 9-5 to win the rubber match, the rubber game, that is, of the three-game series in Arlington. Josh Hamilton had a homer.
Weaver's first pitch is hit in the air to center field. Back goes Borges. He's looking up. Goodbye! Josh Hamilton, a two-run home run. And we are in a brand new ball game. It is 4-4.
Texas stays at home as they open a midweek series tomorrow with Tampa Bay. The Astros split a four-game series with the world champion Giants by winning 4-3 yesterday on the coast. Houston will host Pittsburgh in a three-game series that starts today. And finally, congratulations to Charlie Rue. He's the Brazos Valley Golf Champ in an open tournament that was played over the weekend at Pebble Creek Country Club. Pugh shot a 70-75 for a three-shot win over John Slocum. Sam DeStefano finished third, and Jeff Schmall finished fourth. Former A&M Consolidated coach Ross Rogers won the senior flight by a shot over Gary McClendon. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, we've told you for years how they work on classic cars and can do an outstanding showroom finish for you when it comes to that. But you know what? Doesn't it just make sense they can do that kind of work, that kind of custom work that obviously straightforward, everyday type repairs are something they do very well also at Classic Collision. So if you're in an accident, remember they can help you through every step. If you need help through the insurance, renting a car, need to actually get that vehicle into the shop, all of those things, they can do that for you. Or if you can drive it in, they can take you back to your office or your home, drop you off after you've left your car with them. All of those things they can do at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, you get the same quality work. Now, a lot of people don't know that in Texas, you have the right to get your car fixed wherever you want. Insurance companies have preferred shops. A lot of times that's because they take it there and there's a guarantee for the work. Well, understand that you get a lifetime guarantee on any of the work that they do at Classic Collision and Restoration. So, you know, taking care of business is what Doug's always done. And if you need that unfortunate situation, if you're in an accident and you need that work done, then give them a call. It's 779-8399. You can follow them at aggiebodyshop.com. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, it's the weather brought to you this morning by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. College Station Brian at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Water's raging. Far away from the coast, a lot of Vermont flooded, roads impassable, same in western Massachusetts and upstate New York, inundated by rain from Irene. Parts of New Jersey flooded, too.
I've been here 28 years. This is one of the worst I've seen.
And rivers keep rising down to Pennsylvania and Virginia. Rhode Island's a mess.
A lot of infrastructure damage. We saw seawalls with chunks out of them. We saw a lot of roadways that were buckled in some cases and trees down absolutely everywhere.
Fox's Adam Housley's in Newport. About half that state's without power. The storm left millions in the dark. Down to North Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Wilmington.
Dave, roadways to the Outer Banks are impassable, and elsewhere there is spotty damage to homes and businesses. Governor Beverly Perdue's been touring her states.
But the good news is we can put all that back together.
And that applies to power service. Progress Energy says out of the 450,000 customers who lost power, fewer than 100,000 are still in the dark, and those are expected to be back up over the next day or two, Dave.
Evan, 24 deaths blamed on the storm, some hit by falling trees, a man electrocuted trying to get a child away from a downed power line. New York City's airports are reopening, but it's frustrating for stranded travelers across the country.
Nobody's telling you anything, so you're just kind of on standby.
The airline's trying to rebook passengers after thousands of canceled flights. Still no sign of Gaddafi in Libya. About 50,000 rebel prisoners he took also unaccounted for. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Tripoli.
Hello, Alistair here.
And we lost our connection. Alistair obviously cannot hear me. Now, in Tripoli, he has seen bodies of people who were taken as prisoners. He says ordinary civilians who were burned and also shot to death. Gaddafi, of course, still somewhere in hiding. His hometown of Sirte is considered a stronghold still. And President Obama is going to name a Princeton professor, Alan Krueger, to replace Austin Goolsbee as the head of his Council of Economic Advisors. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do I love eValues? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dusty Lee with RP Lee Termite and Pest Control. If you're buying a home, call RP Lee Termite and Pest Control to have it inspected for all wood-destroying insects. We're the only pest control company in town that offers a warranty on our inspections. If you're building a new home, call us to review options for termite prevention. When it comes to shielding and protecting homes against pests such as termites, carpenter ants, beetles, or carpenter bees, call R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control at 690-8622 or visit us at our website at rpleepestcontrol.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
WTAW News Time 7:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine hot today. 107 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is hiring an animal shelter manager, an animal control officer, and a shelter technician. So what happened to the long-negotiated agreement with the Brazos Animal Shelter? Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says time ran out on the shelter to consider the city's proposed contract. So starting Thursday, Walker says the city will take over operation of the shelter on Finfeather Road.
If there's one message out there that we'd like to get out is, for the short term, we realize it's going to be maybe even confusing, and the programs and services will not be all that's anticipated, but we hope that given time and given the ability to get our feet on the ground, we can show the community that we can offer and provide the services that they've come to expect in an extremely humanitarian way.
The president of the Animal Shelter Board, Judy Leunis, says they found out through a shelter employee who read the job opening on the city's website.
I thought we were having very good conversations back and forth working. I know the staff doesn't want to run an animal shelter because they told us that over and over again. I'm talking about the city of Bryan staff. So I just am ready for this to be over and us to move on. And I don't like that we had our staff found out first that they were trying to hire people, and then we learned from the staff.
Leuna says the shelter board is focused on resuming fundraising, including the 5th annual Wienerfest coming up in October. Nearly a year has passed since what's now described as a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the A&M campus. The justice of the peace handling the first court appearance of a student accused of taking and tossing another student's Aggie ring has been reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Judge George Boyette was ordered to contact a mentor to have 10 hours of education in the area of proper judicial demeanor. The commission's order stated Boyette, quote, acted in an impatient, undignified, and discourteous manner toward the accused. The commission's decision followed their viewing of the first appearance, which was videotaped, along with written responses by Boyette. Boyette, who showed off his Aggie ring to the accused, set bond at $50,000 in the case when the standard bond is about $5,000. A copy of the state's order, which includes responses from Boyette, can be found on our website, WTAW.com. 3 days later, those charges were dropped when someone else admitted tossing the ring. Officials at Blinn College have announced one of the three finalists to become president has dropped out. Still in the running are Blinn's provost of Brazos County campuses, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and Navarro College's president of Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte, Jr. Blinn will host the finalists at public forums the week after Labor Day. Details are still being finalized for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. The third finalist, Dr. Warren Nichols of Volunteer State Community College in Tennessee, has withdrawn after accepting another position. You can read background information on the finalists by going to our website, WTAW.com. There's much more to what turned out to be the armed robbery of an out-of-town jewelry salesman last week in College Station and what led to the arrests of two suspects. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The arrest report indicates the holdup last Thursday morning was in a residential area behind the Home Depot. The victim says he had stopped his car to put on a suit jacket before going into a local jewelry store. That's when another car stopped and two people approached. One had a semi-automatic handgun in one hand and tools in the other. A window was broken to gain access inside the car. A duffel bag of jewelry was taken, and they left. While the victim was on the phone with 911, a witness also called, and as they were on the line, dispatchers received a report of a hit-and-run crash at University in the freeway southbound service road. A witness to the crash and other traffic offenses followed the suspect's car on the freeway south out of College Station. The getaway car was stopped by Navasota police. Taken to jail were a woman from Waco and a man from Houston. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry, the handgun, or three others in the getaway car. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And drivers on the Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan will have a traffic obstacle to avoid later this morning. The northbound freeway lanes between Highway 21 and Tabor Road will be closed between 9 a.m. and noon. That's because the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is doing a follow-up investigation of a fatality crash last week. Northbound freeway traffic will exit at Highway 21 and continue on the service road until passing the investigators. Southbound lanes on the freeway will remain open. Northbound motorists should expect delays as officers wearing orange vests will be in and out of traffic. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 78 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's your final chance to save $10,200 on a new Silverado this Labor Day weekend at Tom Light Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and it's the final weekend for the Chevy wrap-up sale. Or get a Chevy Cruze for only $169 a month or $17,799. And to give you more chances to save, we're open this Monday.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and we won't lose your business over price. That's my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or tomlight.com.
Plus TT&L, stock numbers 51274 and 19151. Savings and prices include rebate, bonus, cash, and discount. See dealer for details.
Aggie Pet Zone isn't just boarding, wellness, and daycare. They also offer training classes. Sign your canine up for anything from obedience to clicker and even agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Aggie Pet Zone now offers puppy pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Contact the trainers at Aggie Pet Zone if you need help with your furry friend at 693-9663 or visit AggiePetZone.com for a full schedule of classes.
Hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
Good deal of sunshine for today, like we've seen the entire summer. In fact, it looks like the sunshine continues through at least Thursday. There's a heat advisory in effect through the evening hours of today, highs near 105. Clear tonight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, up around 100. There is the potential, though, towards the end of the week of possibly some rain. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As you would suspect from NCAA champs, there are plenty of Aggie names at the World Championship track and field meet in South Korea. We will talk about that. Rough start to the season for the Aggie soccer team. A rough weekend in Knoxville, too. We'll talk about that and, of course, Aggie football and more coming up in sports.
And again, we'll see. It's the forecast for Friday, which is forever from now,
yeah,
but they're telling us that 92 will be the high on Friday with a 50% chance of showers.
Yes. Man, just that would make for a very pleasant Friday night of football. Well, I mean, unless it just rains real hard, but you know, we'll take real hard rain.
You know what? I think a lot of folks would be happy to sit in the rain, knowing that it would be raining on their yards at the same time.
Exactly.
I believe that would be all right.
Exactly.
And you press box types can go, they sure do look wet out there.
Exactly.
Could I have another? Thank you. Okay. Well, so.
Obviously, you haven't done a high school game in a while. I don't know what high school games you did. I mean, was this at Highland Park where they had people serving you beverages?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Plano West,
yeah,
East.
Many Alamo Heights Mules games in your past.
Did one Highland Park game a long time ago.
Did you?
Hey, so they had high school football on ESPN all over the place the other night.
Well, because this was like the. I guess in a way it was the calm before the football storm.
Yeah.
But see, what you have is the NFL preseason is winding down.
Sure.
College football season hasn't started yet.
No.
And so this weekend was when I think there was just a high level of football jonesing. And so they did anything they could to put any sort of football. There was a Texas high school game on this weekend.
Well, that was where I was going. Did nobody tell these people they had Sulphur Springs playing Billy Ryan? I mean, that's the way they had it on the scoreboard.
How stupid.
I'm going, I mean, at some point you go to somebody and go, psst, nobody's going to know who that is.
Just put Denton Ryan.
Billy Ryan.
Yeah, it said Billy Ryan. Because it used to be a long time ago when I worked at the local newspaper, the Bryan Daily Eagle, that published 5 to 6 days a week, that we would get the scores from the Associated Press, and this was before Brian High existed, and it was Stephen F. Austin, SFA, and it would always say Brian Austin in the AP. Well, nobody knew who Brian Austin was. I mean, who's Brian Austin? Oh, he's a guy who was the third string left tackle out of Winnie. But anyway, that's how they do it. I mean, why didn't somebody tell ESPN that nobody's going to know who Billy Ryan is? But
well,
nonetheless.
If Rutter gets on there, will they put Earl Rutter?
They'll put Brian Rutter.
Yeah,
see, that's what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow.
That's what they do right now. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, but there was a very interesting concept they had, I guess was on Fox out of Houston, where they had two guys sitting at a ball game, and they took phone reports from all over the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think late in the broadcast, they actually had video from North Texas. So, man, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
To actually have, and I guess they'll maybe when we get to the playoffs, they'll start having satellite trucks or stuff like that. But you'll be able to get your fix of Texas high school football all over the place.
That's right.
Including Right Cheer.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have that.
Not on the Longhorn Network, though, by golly.
How'd that work out for them?
Can't do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're going to have to fill with, I don't know, Australian rules Longhorn football.
So has anybody seen that, or did you just have to watch YouTube to see it?
Only distributor they have is some Verizon outfit that's in North Dallas or something, I believe.
Yeah. They've got that and some smaller cable outlets, but nothing major.
Yeah.
Time Warner hasn't stepped up and said, sign us up.
We're ready to have that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
ESPN's really thrilled they put that in.
If you were hoping to see that Longhorn Rice game on Saturday night.
One more time, that's right. So, I didn't happen to watch a lot of TV or storm coverage, but, they have some amounts of rain I think most of us would like to have.
Oh, man.
Over 12 inches in a whole lot of places.
Yeah.
And some winds. I guess the biggest wind I found here was Far Island, North Carolina at 115 miles an hour. Hatteras was 88 miles an hour. And as you said, the thing was interesting about this storm is how big it was.
I mean,
physically, the amount of area that it covered, because they said it was 600 miles wide, and the typical hurricane, according to National Weather Service, is about 300 miles wide. So my A&M consolidated math tells me that 600 is twice 300, so it was twice as big as most of your hurricanes would be. But a lot of wind and on the coast, and a lot of rain just in lots of states. And in fact, this morning they said that it was there was heavy rain in western Massachusetts. And I don't know how many people live in the Northeast Corridor up there. Safe to say.
Everyone.
Yeah. Well, we know that. Well, everyone who's important.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Everyone who's important. No one outside the Northeast Corridor is important. But let's say, we have 23 million people up there, or 40 million people. Let's say 40 million people. Fox News, our radio network, able to, in the midst of this biggest storm that has hit in the Northeast Corridor, needed to. And, the problem is, if there are any tornado spinoffs, what would those people say? It sounded like an L train. I mean, you know.
That's good. I mean, an L train.
they don't know what a freight train sounds like there.
I don't know. They do have some freight yards, but nobody goes there.
But I mean, the idea is how could we at Fox News find the one sound bite that would be able to put in true context exactly what it meant for Irene to come to the Northeast Corridor?
Yeah.
And thus we have this young lady.
I think it's one of the craziest things I've seen for living in Greenfield for my whole life.
My whole life? Was she nine?
It was crazy.
Can we hear that again?
I think it's one of the craziest things I've seen for living in Greenfield for my whole life.
And I just got my cell phone last year. LOL.
I mean,
it's like all this wind and all this
really?
Water. And
I mean, you're looking for a perspective, and this is what you come up with.
She is the most popular girl in her fifth grade class.
Sometimes they just make it too easy.
Oh, man.
On the other end of the spectrum, more than 500 senior citizens who live in Atlantic City refused to leave.
Wonder why.
We ain't leaving.
Well,
I still got my card in the machine. Yeah. I've got credits.
Yeah. I know they
ain't giving them back.
Yeah, I think they closed the casinos, though.
Oh, so they did.
I guess they were just waiting for them to open up again. Right?
One senior citizen.
Lurking in the parking lot. We got a bunch of rascals lined up outside the door.
Yeah.
They got the doorman, has them lined up under the overhang.
Yeah, really.
Waiting for the rain to let up.
It's like valet rascal parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the bikes.
The weatherman, it's always wrong. I mean, he's always wrong. He says it's going to be partly sunny and partly cloudy. It's raining. He's always wrong.
I was on a roll. I nearly hit the progressive.
So anyway, but I love that. We got 500 seniors who are hanging in there. We got a 9-year-old who's scared to death in Wisconsin, in Western Massachusetts.
Let us eat the buffet. Charge us less. You're going to have to throw that food out anyway.
Yeah really.
Just take it, just scrape the hot pot off the top and eat underneath there.
Little gravy skin.
Anyway, did you see the video about the guy who pulled his pants down behind the Weather Channel reporter?
No,
I heard, but I haven't seen it.
You
I
knew
don't know
you
that I want to.
Oh, of course. Well, Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's a party town
anyway.
Hey,
that's where EB's going.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who worked here. Well,
Friday was her last day. Maybe she'll meet this guy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's gone viral on the internet. Eric Fisher is the reporter. And Eric was, by the way, wearing glasses. I mean, like goggle-type things, you know?
What, like he's doing a science experiment?
That's probably not. Like wraparound glasses, I guess, to keep the rain out of his face. And as Tom said, you couldn't wipe off the lens.
No,
you don't want to do that.
No,
you
know,
you need to show the sheer volume. And then, of course, college students are out, cars are driving by, and he's standing out there trying to hold himself up against the storm with, you know, 40-mile-an-hour winds.
You all see this fat, bald-headed guy that swam to impress his son, swam in the street? This guy was a riot. Did you see him? I'm sure he's gone viral too. This guy was funny. I mean, this guy was a stand-up comic.
He was swimming in the street.
He was swimming in the street to impress his 5-year-old son.
What kind of a failure of a father is he? He's got to impress his 5-year-old son.
Right.
I remember when I was 5, my dad impressed me by getting out of bed in the morning. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty much in awe of whatever my dad did.
Well, this guy was not in the best shape of all, and this guy was gasping for air while he was doing the interview with Fox.
See?
You know. I thought he was going to have a coronary right there, you know, to impress his son.
He dies. The son's like, "Paw!"
I mean, they got to drag him. The EMTs have to dive into the water to grab him and pull him out.
Yeah.
There are 5 reasons why hurricanes are like Christmas. Number one, or number 5.
All right.
Out-of-state family and friends call you. Number 4, last-minute shopping in crowded stores. Number 3. Some of you get the day off from work.
Yeah, really.
Number 2, candles. And the number 1 reason why hurricanes are like Christmas is at some point you're going to have a tree in your house.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at AmericasChoiceRoofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663.
Let Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet get your apartment, duplex, or rental house ready for the fall. In some cases, Carpet Outlet's buying power allows them to sell flooring for less than their competitors can buy it from the manufacturers. And right now, ask Chuck and his staff for remnant pieces that are perfect for dorms and duplexes. While you're there, be sure to check out the newly remodeled Aggieland Lighting and Design next door. Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, at the corner of Rock Prairie and Old Woburn Road in College Station.
Sterling makes it easy to experience the ultimate in modern driving. Cadillac certified pre-owned vehicles provide you with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 172-point inspection check by a certified technician, and rates as low as 0.9% APR. No matter what drives your decision, you're covered. Only at Sterling Cadillac, your pre-owned headquarters on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, the most expensive airport in U.S. America to fly out of domestic fares would be Bush Intercontinental Airport.
Really?
Yep. $477, the highest average domestic airfare in America.
That's interesting.
Hobby, $299. So why?
You're flying out of Hobby.
Protect your car.
Duck!
Yeah, really, yeah. Well, that's just that last little, you know, as you drive by those the HUD houses. Oh, I didn't say that. Anyway, sorry. But it's an interesting mix, and here's the reason, is because it is a hub, yet low-priced airlines do not fly from there. AirTran flies a little bit, but Southwest does not fly out of there. And as a result, there you go. Now, number two on the list is Huntsville, Alabama. And it's kind of interesting because local officials last year got $1 million federal grant for air service development to lure AirTran to fly in. The $1 million pays for losses AirTran may suffer on their flights. The airport also waived landing fees and other operating costs and committed to spend $500,000 to advertise AirTran service. I mean, really? Wow.
Goodness.
Liberty, Newark Liberty is number three for most expensive airport at $469, but the most expensive airport in America to fly out of. Right down the road, 90 miles from here. Hello.
That ain't nothing. Buy a ticket at Obama International.
All right.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Now through September 30th, receive $15 off select laptop batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Heat advisory in effect today. About 107 is going to be our high temperature. And then tonight, and heat index, by the way, probably about 110, obviously. Then tonight, about 77. And not quite as warm as we move through the week. Right now, they're telling us a 40% chance of rain on Thursday, a 50% chance of rain on Friday. And if the forecast holds, our high temperature on Friday is supposed to only be 92 degrees, so we'll see. It's even cooled down a little bit this morning. Humidity 71%. We have fair skies and 78 right now.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, folks, you'll be excited to learn where $2 million of your tax dollars are going thanks to a Department of Agriculture pilot program in San Antonio. 5 elementary schools in high obesity and high poverty areas are installing high-tech cameras in cafeterias. The Big Brother cafeteria spy cams will be placed at lunch lines and trash areas. and they will read barcodes embedded in the food trays. According to Dr. Roger Etchen with the Social and Health Research Center, the outfit in charge of implementing the Food Spy program, the technology will measure what the students are eating and the nutrient levels. Dr. Roberto Trevino, also with the center, says, yeah, we're going to snap a picture of the food tray at the cashier, and we will know what's been served. And when the child goes back to the disposal window, we're going to measure the leftover. They say that children will not be photographed, and those who participate must have parental permission. So, we need high-tech spy cams to tell us what's being served in schools, what the nutritional value is, and how much food's being tossed. Without spending a dime for high-tech research or feasibility studies, I can tell you how this project is going to end up. In the trash can, along with the discarded fruits and vegetables and government cheese. It'd be much easier to just save the money and toss out the liberals who come up with this rot-gut idea in the first place.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
How do I love eValues? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rent. Checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, high of about 107. Maybe a change a-coming in the next few days. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A local justice of the peace has been reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Judge George Boyette was ordered to complete 10 hours of education with a mentor in the area of proper judicial demeanor. That follows what was considered a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the Adem campus last September. One student was arrested after being accused of taking another student's Aggie ring and tossing it into a field. The order noted the videotaped first court appearance that showed Boyette pointing out his Aggie ring to the accused before setting the man's bond at $50,000, some 10 times the standard amount. Boyette's responses to why he did what he did are included in the commission's order that you can read on our website, WTAW.com. The commission concluded that Boyette, quote, abandoned his role as a neutral, detached, and impartial magistrate, end quote. Charges were dropped 3 days later against the accused after someone else admitted to tossing the ring. Attempts to maintain the decades-long marriage of the city of Bryan and the Brazos Animal Shelter are over. City employees will take over Bryan Animal Control Services starting Thursday. The city's Help Wanted page includes openings for an animal shelter manager, a shelter technician, and an animal control officer. The president of the Animal Shelter Board, Judy Leunis, says shelter employees notified board members when they saw the job openings.
They've done the research. They know how expensive it is to run a shelter. So, I just can't imagine right now, because it takes us away from doing our job and trying to raise money for the animals of our community by having all of these meetings. And we have spent so much on lawyers and it's just been ludicrous. And, you know, looking back, I'm you know, we're all pretty tainted about this right now.
Bryan Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says they're in the process of hiring staff to take over the Finfeather Road facility.
But we'll be able to offer programs, or low-cost paid neuter programs, educational programs, fostering and adoption programs, you know, all those things that the community's come to expect. That's certainly the vision that we have right now. It probably won't happen on Thursday, but give us a little time, and we plan to certainly strive to reach those goals.
Leona says the shelter board remains committed to honoring contracts with both the City of College Station and Brazos County. The week after Labor Day is when Blinn College officials plan to introduce the finalists for president. Specific details are still being worked out for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. Meantime, you can read background information on our website, WTAW.com. There are two in the running after a third finalist withdrew after accepting another position. The candidates still remaining are Blinn's provost of Brazos County campuses, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and the president of Navarro College's Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte, Jr. Authorities are looking for a duffel bag of jewelry, a semi-automatic handgun, and three of five suspects accused of an armed robbery last week in College Station. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Police responded to the residential neighborhood behind the Home Depot where an out-of-town salesman said he had been held up after stopping his car to put on his suit coat before visiting a local jewelry store. Another car had stopped containing five people. Two got out, one holding the firearm and a bag of tools. A window was broken to get inside the victim's car. The duffel bag was taken, and the suspects left. Within minutes, 911 received calls from the victim, a witness to the robbery, and a witness to the getaway car being involved in a hit-and-run wreck at University and the freeway southbound service road. The suspect vehicle was followed on the freeway south out of College Station. It was stopped in Navasota, but only two of the five were inside. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry or the handgun. Taken to jail were a man from Houston and a woman from Waco. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is working the freeway this morning, later on at least. That means a detour and delay for northbound drivers between Highway 21 and Tabor Road from 9 a.m. until noon. Motorists will be on the service road as investigators do a follow-up investigation on a fatality crash weekend before last. Southbound lanes on the freeway will be unaffected. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 79 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Christ Fest rocks Aggieland, September 3rd. Cutlass. Robbie Seaband, Andy Melvin and the Unlikely Sons. Help support the Central Texas Orphan Mission Alliance. Christ Fest rocks September 3rd at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater. Visit ChristFest.org for more information.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. It's time for the Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Good deal of sunshine for today, like we've seen the entire summer. In fact, it looks like the sunshine continues through at least Thursday. There's a heat advisory in effect through the evening hours of today, highs near 105. Clear tonight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, up around 100. There is the potential, though, towards the end of the week of possibly some rain. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to talk football. We'll talk high school football, too, what happened last weekend and what's going to happen this next weekend. And just check the World Track and Field Championships from South Korea.
Uh-huh.
And Aggie Tabari Henry finished second in his semifinal heat, and he's going to his second straight World Championship final in South Korea. How about that?
Good for him.
We got that and more coming up in sports.
Live! This is Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah!
Oh, do we know who's going to be dancing?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Chase. Because tonight we're going to find out who's on the cast for this season's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, are we going to come in for a special show tonight?
Probably not. Tom Bergeron and Brooke Burke. Is that her name?
Don't act like you don't know.
We'll be unveiling the cast live on Bachelor Pad tonight. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've never watched that show.
Really?
I mean, I've seen.
I've even watched that.
Really?
Show.
I've seen clips, maybe, but I have never sat down and watched that show.
I was going to say me too, but that would be a shock like hell. Right?
Yeah.
My wife really likes it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here we go with this. I thought we'd auger Chase into the ground.
All right.
Good.
Nancy Stevens thinks she knows how to solve the problem of hasty drivers.
Hasty.
Yes. Mm. Hasty drivers who happen to be zipping along through Yorba Linda, California on their way to some place that's so important.
That's where the Nixon Library is it not?
I think that's probably right. An army of vehicles with yellow pace car stickers roaming the city streets at the speed limit. Doing that, Nancy believes she will create moving speed bumps that will force other drivers
she's going to create
slow
a fight is what she's going to create.
Yes, she is. Nancy found her first moving speed bump volunteer on the council. Councilman Tom Lindsay, he's a volunteer. He'll put his yellow triangle pace car sticker on his car. He says, I drive like a grandpa anyway, so I'll volunteer to be a charter member. So far, 20 people have been signed up to pledge to slow down and be issued stickers. Think about how that would work here. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm. Especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in traffic? I mean, today, first day of classes, Blinn and Texas A&M, and you've got people out there that are staying in a lane and That's driving right. the speed limit.
There are people this morning, once again, being reminded there are 2 8 o'clocks out there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And yes, they're staying in their lanes. Could you see the three of them driving in tandem down Texas mm-hmm. Avenue at 39.7 miles per hour?
Welburn Road.
Oh, that would just be.
Via Maria.
Yeah.
Near William Joel Bryan and 29th Street.
That would just be delightful. How many people here would like to sign up for that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. I'd like to sign up to be a fly on the wall when the fight breaks out.
Get your Yugo and put your little bumper sticker on there and go for it. Yeah, that'd be.
And put your Prius out there against the guy in the 3/4 ton that's running late.
Yeah, yeah. Who's got that cow catcher up front?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be a hood ornament. We'll see how that works. All right. So from factory workers to bankers, some of the jobless men are now in what's been dubbed as a man session. Yeah. So they're redefining their masculinity by doing more housework as they support their working partners. University of Kansas researchers, they get all the good studies, conducted intensive interviews of 19 recently unemployed men. Where do the interviews take place, by the way? Happy hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, the researchers' team found that many had redirected their identities as breadwinners into tasks that still allow them to think positively of themselves, embracing domestic chores such as childcare and housework.
Wow.
Researchers say that the unemployed men totally looked at what they would consider a woman's work, and now they consider it man's work. And with a female partner still in the workforce, the men are also so grateful to have those women in their lives so they can pay for their beer. A variety. Oh, no, honey, I wasn't watching ESPN. No, I was
looking
dusting.
For a job.
That's right. I was dusting. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was over here taking care. Oh, are the kids home? I didn't hear them come in.
Yeah. Woman comes home. Where's my dinner?
Yeah.
Why she talks like that is beyond me.
But nonetheless, yeah. All right, here we go. Hurricane tweets. Hurricane tweets.
Is that the next hurricane?
Yeah. I thought we were just up to Jay.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, if we had like a hurricane tweet. And again, I mean, shouldn't we think about that?
Uh-huh.
Because after all, the next thing we'll do is we'll have naming rights.
That's true.
Well, that might not be
Who would get the money after all?
Yeah. That's true.
The government?
Yeah. I guess Irene will be retired, right? I guess it
caused
enough of a stir.
No way.
I didn't know what the criteria. You've got almost
two dozen people that have died, so you know, Tom may be onto something.
Well, Allison was retired, and 41 people died, okay? Well,
and Allison was just a tropical storm.
Yeah, it was. That's right.
I guess the Hurricane Center decides on that. They all get together in a little room and vote.
Does go back to it's in the Northeast Corridor. So, after all, if the media influence, if the New York Times is calling the National Weather or Ocean NOAA, whoever
NOAA.
And saying, we think this should be. So, nonetheless,
of course, if they get the final damage thing too, that might make a difference.
Hurricane tweets. Mm-hmm. If your apartment is hit by a dolphin, do not go outside to see if the dolphin is okay. That's how hurricanes trick you into coming outside.
Oh my gosh!
Nice.
Yeah. Breaking news: Hurricane Irene disappointing, say ancient Mayans. Irene arrived at Wall Street and promptly got downgraded. Figures.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even rain hard enough to clean the bird poop off my air conditioner. I just purchased water, beef jerky, trail mix, and batteries. Totally ready for the hurricane and being single. I lost power at my apartment, so I'm spending the afternoon blogging with my typewriter. And finally...
I caught what it
did. Yes, very nice. Finally, they said stock up, so I got flashlights, batteries, water, and bread. Amazon says they'll get here Monday.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Picture this. You're in the wilderness and a wall of fire is rapidly approaching. You'd start running, right? Well, a firefighter named Wag Dodge didn't. He chose to stop. And it saved his life. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In 1949, Wag and his team were battling the Man Gulch fire in Montana. Gusty wind suddenly changed the direction of the flames, forcing the men to scramble uphill through tall grass. Wag had to make a snap decision, and realizing he couldn't outrun the fire, he stopped and set his own. He burned away a patch of grass, depriving the approaching fire of its fuel. Then he lay down in the center of the charred ground. While most of the other men died, the firestorm left Wag unscathed. Now, our decisions rarely involve such high stakes, of course, but choices like how to spend our money, where to live, and what career to pursue can seem just as daunting. In fact, the fear of making a wrong choice can overwhelm us, causing us to react impulsively or paralyzing us from taking action altogether. Fortunately, there are steps that can bring clarity to our decision-making. Start by identifying your objective and values. What are you hoping to accomplish? What values guide your thinking? Next, gather information and consider the pros and cons. And finally, seek counsel from those you respect and pray for wisdom. The next time life rages around you like a wildfire, stop, follow these steps, then make a decision. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your tools stop working, so do you. That's why the Home Depot stocks the professional-grade tools contractors need. Right now, you can get a Makita 7 1/4-inch circular saw for the new lower price of just $99, down from $119. Get a saw that's as tough as your job site without sacrificing performance, durability, or your reputation. Get the right tool and get the job done. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit. Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, I'm Denise Joyner, the Crescent Point Banking Center Manager at First Victoria. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work, can't take care of the house, or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle, and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Another look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Let's start off with some track and field. Some great news for an Aggie sprinter, Tabari Henry. This morning in South Korea, he finished second in his semifinal heat with a time of 45.73, and Henry is going back to the World Championship Finals in the 400 meters for the second straight year. Now, not such good luck for A&M sprinter Amanda Beard. She finished fourth in her heat of the 400-meter semifinal, but finished 11th overall and did not make the eight-person final. She will be part of the USA 1600-meter relay team on Thursday. The big news from this meet, though, was that world record holder Usain Bolt was disqualified from the 100-meter finals after he jumped the gun. Game week for Aggie football. It's media day today as Coach Mike Sherman and selected players will meet the media. Sunday's game won't be like most game week preparation with the day later, but it should be a packed Kyle Field on Sunday night based on the anticipation of the Aggies' highest top 10 preseason ranking to start a season since 1999. That was the year after they won the Big 12 championship. Also, the record season ticket sales this year, the final count, 44,250. That, along with some 29,000 student tickets that they plan to sell, will leave less than 10,000 seats per game left for individual sale. Now, the individual tickets for SMU and Idaho are on sale right now. Individual tickets for all Big 12 home and away games, except for Texas, will go on sale on September the 6th. Coach Lori Corbelli's volleyball team went a perfect 3-0 to win its own invitational at Reed Arena over the weekend. They beat Creighton twice and beat UTSA once. They'll host the Israel national team tomorrow night at 6:30 at Reed, and then it's off to Portland. High school football got off to a good start for the Rudder Rangers and the Navasota Rattlers and other Brazos Valley teams. Both the Rangers and the Rattlers won their Friday night openers. Rudder over Taylor 28-21. They came back to do that, and the Rattlers had were all over Madisonville Mustangs on the road, 40-7. But the David Raphael era at A&M Consolidated had a rough start. The Tigers lost at home to Klein Oak, 17-9. The Bryan Vikings opened their season on Saturday on the road at Clear Springs, while Consol is at Cy Woods on Friday night. Rutter will host Leander Rouse on Friday. Navasota is at Willis on Friday. Under Coach G. Guerrieri, the Aggie soccer team has never had a losing record after four matches until now. The Aggies suffered a couple of one-goal losses in Knoxville over the weekend, 3-2 to Florida on Friday, and to Tennessee 1-0 in penalty kicks yesterday. So the Aggies are 1-3, but they're home for their next two matches. They'll host Dartmouth on Friday night and host McNeese next Monday, Labor Day at 1:30. Kelly Kraft of Denton, a just graduated golfer from SMU, won the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship yesterday in Wisconsin, beating UCLA ace Patrick Cantlay 2-up. Cantlay had advanced to the finals with a win Saturday over Aggie golfer and former A&M Consolidated star Jordan Russell. Congratulations to Charlie Rue. He's the Brazos Valley Golf Championship champion, that is, in an open tournament that was played over the weekend at Pebble Creek Country Club. Pugh shot a 70-75 for a three-shot win over John Slocum. Sam DeStefano finished third, and Jeff Schmall finished fourth. Former A&M Consolidated football coach Ross Rogers won the senior flight by a shot over Gary McClendon. Houston Texan coach Gary Kubiak is optimistic that running back Arian Foster will be ready for the regular season opener. Foster left Saturday's preseason game early with an apparent injury to the same hamstring he strained earlier in training camp. Kubiak also said yesterday that linebacker DeMeco Ryans will be returning to practice today. Nick Prado got the big hit in the Little League World Series yesterday, the game winner.
Game over. California wins it. Prado's walk-off single at Huntington Beach, California, captures the Little League World Series championship.
It's the fifth time in the last 6 years that a team from the U.S. has won the Little League World Series. Rangers came out with a three-game lead over the Angels in the American League West after they beat L.A. yesterday 9-5 to win the rubber game of that three-game series in Arlington. Texas stays at home as they open a midweek series tomorrow with Tampa Bay. The Astros split a four-game series with the world champion San Francisco Giants out on the coast. They won 4-3 yesterday. Houston will host Pittsburgh at Minute Maid in a three-game series that starts tonight. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:54. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, I'm Randy Lee with RP Lee Termite and Pest Control. We pride ourselves on the quality of our services, our years of experience, and the variety of services that we offer. At RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, we provide green and organic pest control services as well as precise pesticide applications. We are a local pest control company that is Aggie-owned and operated. When it comes to shielding and protecting your home against pests, call RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622. Or see us on our website at rpleepestcontrol.com.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. About 3 minutes till as boy, all the schools are open today.
Yeah,
the big schools are open today.
Yeah, we were at the the big box store yesterday, and there were a lot of students doing that last minute stuff yesterday. It was crazy last night.
I guess what I saw is we were eating lunch out and going east on University, just mm-hmm. watching all those people lined up to turn south onto Texas Avenue.
Yeah.
Sometimes the traffic system does get a little overwhelmed.
What do they say? We got 6,000 new freshmen?
Yeah,
is that right?
Maybe.
I think that's the number I heard. I mean, 6,000 new freshmen that are right now saying, you know, where's the blocker building?
Yeah, where am I supposed to be?
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's the good thing, is some of those older students, they get to rest. They don't have to be there for those 8 o'clock Monday morning classes.
That's right.
And then, you know.
That's right. I guess because the freshmen registered last, or I don't know. Do they get to?
Yeah. Once again, a lot of those sections are that way. But
yeah.
And, you know, some of them are actually here to go to school. So
that's true.
That'll be kind of nice. So anyway, yeah, we're going to keep hearing what the totals are for the storm up there. Mm-hmm. You got to love the New York Times, though. They dropped their pay-per-view wall for all the people who wanted storm-related news. They moved all the hurricane stories to the front of the site over the weekend. First time that the New York Times site allowed access for anybody since it went subscriber-only in March of this year. So good at them for that.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. New Apple CEO Tim Cook may have to deal with a new threat to the iPad. You know, that iPad's kind of popular. People like that. Amazon going to launch its much-anticipated tablet late next month or in October, and the device will cost hundreds less than the iPad. The Amazon device, which will run on a customized version of Google's Android operating system, considered a real threat to the iPad because Amazon, if it follows the same plan it did with the Kindle, will be willing to sell the electronic devices at a loss in order to boost sales of its digital media. Amazon working on both entry-level and high-end models that the company will reveal in the coming weeks. So some competition there for the iPad. And there are any number of places to go, but some fascinating articles on Steve Jobs over the weekend. And this guy, and as we had mentioned on Friday, has impacted our lives in ways that we never really could see, and it's interesting, one of the quotes said, he couldn't see around corners, he saw through walls. I mean, he could see into businesses that he was not a part of, a more efficient way to make them operate.
One thing he invented that I found out today, I have a Mac, he invented the magnetic...
Fingers crossed. WTAW, College Station, Ryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. All of Irene's rain... leaving a lot of areas underwater, even far away from the storm surge on the coast. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes monitoring it all live in New York.
And Dave, Vermont's governor says it's the worst flooding in about a century. Streams turning into raging rivers, washing away houses, even a 141-year-old covered bridge.
The water came higher than we ever thought it would.
That guy lives in Connecticut, where hundreds of thousands are starting their day without power. Same story in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. The governor says it could take days to restore electricity. And here in New York City, the subways are running, but not commuter trains. Many tracks are still submerged in floodwaters, Dave.
And there are problems and power outages still all the way down to North Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Wilmington.
Dave, for the most part, it's not so bad here.
You know, there's some damage, and I've seen more debris and more damage in other storms.
Now, the Outer Banks got the worst of it, with the only road to the island underwater still. Less than 100,000 customers of Progress Energy still have no lights compared with the 450,000 who lost them during the storm, Dave.
Evan, Irene left 24 people dead in 8 states. The storm's estimated damage, $7 billion. Now the big insurance question for homeowners and businesses.
If it is a damage from wind, which is covered in the standard policy, or if it's a flood damage, which is not covered.
Anthony Diodato with AM Best. New York's airports are finally back open, but it's tough to get there.
Hurricane Irene done us wrong.
He's stuck in Las Vegas. Airlines scrambling to rebook after thousands of canceled flights. Some people have to wait several days. We were out buying more in July. Consumer spending rose 0.8% after the first decline in 20 months. Russia has postponed sending new crew members to the International Space Station until October or November, days after a cargo ship full of supplies crashed right after launch. The crew now at the station will come home next month, leaving the station unmanned. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find great deals on Fram at Walmart.
If your tools stop working, so do you. That's why the Home Depot stocks the professional-grade tools contractors need. Right now, you can get a Makita 7.25-inch circular saw for the new lower price of just $99, down from $119. Get a saw that's as tough as your job site without sacrificing performance, durability, or your reputation. Get the right tool and get the job done. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
I know you want to raise your fitness game. Aguiland Fitness Dome knows it too. That's why they're raising their game to include the following in every membership. Indoor boot camps included. Cycling classes included. Group power classes included. Yoga classes included. All classes at the Dome are included. It is the best value in fitness today. Don't miss out. Contact them today, AguilandFitness.com, or call 690-DOME. That's 690-3663.
It's your final chance to save $10,200 on a new Silverado this Labor Day weekend at Tom Light Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and it's the final weekend for the Chevy wrap-up sale. Or get a Chevy Cruze for only $169 a month or $17,799. And to give you more chances to save, we're open this Monday.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and we won't lose your business over price. That's my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or TomLight.com.
Plus TT&L, stock numbers 51274 and 19151. Savings and prices include rebate, bonus, cash, and discount. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for a news update brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is hiring an animal shelter manager, an animal control officer, and a shelter technician. So what happened to the long-negotiated agreement with the Brazos Animal Shelter? Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says time ran out on the shelter to consider the city's proposed contract. Starting Thursday, Walker says the city will take over operations of its shelter on Finfeather Road.
If there's one message out there that we'd like to get out is, for the short term, we realize it's going to be maybe even confusing, and the programs and services will not be all that's anticipated, but we hope that given time and given the ability to get our feet on the ground, we can show the community that we can offer and provide the services that they've come to expect in an extremely humanitarian way.
The president of the Animal Shelter Board, Judy Leunis, says they found out through a shelter employee reading the job opening on the city's website.
I thought we were having very good conversations back and forth working. I know the staff doesn't want to run an animal shelter because they've told us that over and over again. I'm talking about the city of Bryan staff. So I just am ready for this to be over and us to move on. And I don't like that we had our staff found out first that they were trying to hire people, and then we learned from the staff.
Leona says the shelter board is focused on resuming fundraising, including the 5th annual Wiener Fest coming up in October. Nearly a year has passed since what is now described as a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the A&M campus. The justice of the peace handling the first appearance of a student accused of taking and tossing another student's Aggie ring was reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Justice of the Peace Judge George Boyette was ordered to contact a mentor to have 10 hours of education in the area of proper judicial demeanor. The commission's order stated, quote, Boyette acted in an impatient, undignified, and discourteous manner, end quote, toward the accused. The commission's decision followed viewing the first appearance, which was videotaped along with written responses by the JP. Boyette, who showed off his Aggie ring to the accused, set bond at $50,000 when the standard bond is $5,000. A copy of the state's order, which includes Boyette's response, can be found on our website with this story at WTAW.com. 3 days later, those charges were dropped when someone else admitted to tossing the ring. Officials at Blinn College have announced one of the three finalists to become president has dropped out. Still in the running are Blinn's provost of Brazos County campuses, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and Navarro College's president of Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte, Jr. Blinn will host the finalists at public forums the week after Labor Day. Details are still being finalized for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. The third finalist, Dr. Warren Nichols of Volunteer State Community College in Tennessee, has withdrawn after accepting another position. You can read background information on the remaining finalists on our website, WTAW.com. There's much more to what turned out to be the armed robbery of an out-of-town jewelry salesman last week in College Station and what led to the arrests of two suspects. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The arrest report indicates the holdup last Thursday morning was in a residential area behind the Home Depot. The victim says he had stopped his car to put on a suit jacket before going into a local jewelry store. That's when another car stopped and two people approached. One had a semi-automatic handgun in one hand and tools in the other. A window was broken to gain access inside the car. A duffel bag of jewelry was taken, and they left. While the victim was on the phone with 911, a witness also called, and as they were on the line, dispatchers received a report of a hit-and-run crash at University in the freeway southbound service road. A witness to the crash and other traffic offenses followed the suspect's car on the freeway south out of College Station. The getaway car was stopped by Navasota police. Taken to jail were a woman from Waco and a man from Houston. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry, the handgun, or three others in the getaway car. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And drivers on the Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan need to remember a traffic obstacle to avoid this morning. The northbound freeway lanes between Highway 21 and Tabor Road will be closed between 9 and noon, so just under an hour from now. That's because the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is doing a follow-up investigation of a fatality rollover crash last week. Northbound freeway traffic will exit at Highway 21 and continue on the service road until passing the investigators. Southbound lanes on the freeway will remain open. Northbound drivers should expect delays as officers wearing orange vests will be in and out of traffic. That's a look at news brought to you by Mary Maids. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
10 after 8 in Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Good deal of sunshine for today, like we've seen the entire summer. In fact, it looks like the sunshine continues through at least Thursday. There's a heat advisory in effect through the evening hours of today, highs near 105. Clear tonight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, up around 100. There is the potential, though, towards the end of the week of possibly some rain. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:10, and we were talking before the break about Steve Jobs and his retirement.
Yeah.
And where it's going to go from there. You know, one of the other things in the article, in one of the articles I was reading about him, made us think about he changed so many things in our life in that we used to think we had to buy albums.
Right.
And then we thought we had to buy CDs.
Yes.
And he taught us that you really just have to buy the song if you want to.
Exactly.
And after, what, a bazillion downloads?
Right.
And in many ways kept the music industry alive.
Uh-huh.
In some ways, had they, as we've mentioned, if they'd have paid attention to him years ago, then they might have been making more money off
yeah.
of it. But, you know, they it's a little piece, you know, a little piece of the action goes through them, and they get a little bit of that, but there are a lot of people who buy downloads.
And then he said, and people need something to play it on to where when they're out running or walking that it doesn't, you know, skip when
yeah.
it's playing because it's sitting in their pocket. Ah, let's do the iPod.
Yeah,
how about that?
You know, how many of those are out there? and now we're seeing it, and slowly but surely we're seeing the newspaper or the publishing industry coming around because they sat there and folded their arms and said, well, you'll learn that you can't really get into our business. And what has happened is there were newspapers who were resistant
about allowing their publications to be downloaded on his devices because he was getting to, first of all, make a little bit of money and save the credit card information. To which he answered, you've been selling newspapers on corners in America for a century, mm-hmm. and you didn't care what the personal information of those individuals were. You handed them a paper when they gave you the money. You're having to do the same thing now. We're going to keep the information. And sure enough, there are paywall solutions out there, but if it goes to an Apple device, Mr. Jobs makes a little bit of money off that.
Yep.
All that being said, CNET says that the big failure in HP's touchpad wasn't that it was bad equipment, but that it was not priced correctly.
Ah.
If HP had been able to get a massive tablets into the market, they might have been able to get a buzz on that product going. As evidence, last Friday, thousands of people tried to pick up one of their tablets for $99 when they went on sale. So it proved that this is a product that people would like to have. It's just they didn't price it right for the market.
I see.
And
yeah.
And like anything else, right time, right place, right
exactly.
price.
Exactly, right price.
Now, how's this for a surprise? Eric Schmidt, guy from Google, keynote address at the Edinburgh International Television Festival on Friday, said that he was launching Google TV in Europe next year. You'll be able to watch various shows on a web browser, so you can pop open a window and watch as you surf. And comment at the same time on Facebook, if you want to do that. He said that he believed that soon typical Internet users won't be indoors with a PC. They'll be out and about on their cell phone. Again, thanks Steve Jobs with the iPad. I mean, you don't have to race home now to get on the Internet to find out about something.
Right.
A lot of folks have it with them, whether it's on their phone or the iPad. Anyway, he says that the typical Internet user will be outdoors and have the PC right there on their cell phone. And he said, it's just the beginning. In technological terms, we are scarcely at the end of the first act of the Internet age. That's what he said. Meanwhile, new report from Japan says the Chinese, who are noted for watching tons of TV, now finding other ways to use their time. Average television watching is down more than 5 hours a day from the 1970s, 3.5 hours a day today. Young men aged 10 to 20 watch less than 2 hours a day. Now, that's interesting, aged 10 to 20. Now, here, I would not think that's the case. Of course, we're getting right into a busy sports time of year as well.
Right,
so
right.
I would think that would tend people to watch that. But the big question, of course, is where are they going and will they ever be able to get them back? We're doing commercials right now for Suddenlink with the NFL Red Zone, where that is basically a compilation of the touchdowns mm-hmm. of the game.
Exactly.
Now, as we've discussed any number of times, there are people to the point where the stimulation has to be constant. You can't really sit through the other plays of the game. You need to see just the scoring plays. And again, when we run audio, obviously we're not going to show, here's a 2-2 pitch. Oh,
yeah.
It's outside.
That's right.
That's not compelling. Game-winning, walk-off hit, in a baseball game, obviously compelling. Long, exciting touchdown run or pass, exciting. But, I mean, if you're going to understand the game, and don't you want to understand the game to be a fan, don't you need to see those plays that goof up, that don't work right, and you get explained or you learn from watching what it was with those plays that did not work right? Not sure. Again, I'm not a big NFL fan, so that particular product doesn't appeal to me, but are we getting to the point where that's all we'll do is we'll have nothing but the scores?
Well, over the last couple of months, people may have noticed in my sportscast, I've been, playing a lot of home runs and, big plays from Major League Baseball,
sure.
And that'll continue with football and
sure.
NFL and also, and that comes from Fox Sports Actualities. It's a service that lists about anywhere up to about 80 big plays from the night before, and all I got to do is click them, and they're already edited for me and ready to go. So,
will that define, though, the difference? Mm-hmm. How will a sports fan be defined differently because of that?
Yeah.
See, that's and again, we have sports. We have a sports radio station here, and there are a lot of them out there. In any big city, they have that. But if the people who decide to take in that product are only watching the highlights, then they really don't understand the sport.
Right.
They don't get it. They really don't get it. And,
and that maybe that works for their fantasy league. It's just a matter of whether it's news talk or whether it's sports or whether it's a book or whether it's anything else, how you consume the product makes all the difference in the world, and is the internet, or in this case just electronic communications, causing us to begin to use products differently.
Mm-hmm.
And what will that mean 10 years from now as far as that goes? There'll be players and there'll be fans, and then there'll be people who just happen to casually watch. And I don't know, it just seems to me if you casually watch, I don't care anything about the NBA. Couldn't care less about the NBA.
Same here.
So what can you do? What is compelling to broaden your audience? And that's what you want to do. You want to have more customers out there, no matter what you're talking about. And I don't know how the internet is going to be able to necessarily do that. But nonetheless, there it is. That's what Google's going to do. And then there's a story this morning. I didn't even, again, not in my world, but I didn't even realize this existed. But there's a story in the Wall Street Journal this morning. You know, Walmart does a lot of things right. But Walmart has done some things wrong before, and we saw that. Remember, they tried to sell cars for a while,
yeah,
and that didn't work. Well, what they did is they bought a company called Vudu, spelled V-U-D-U, and what that is a way for you to be able to stream movies, digital versions of Hollywood movies. So you can either rent them or you can buy them. Now, obviously, iTunes is way ahead on this. iTunes has like 65% of the market, and Zune, which is the video that Microsoft has about 16% of the market. But the Walmart Vudu brand has gone from 1% to 5%. And they have surpassed Sony, as a matter of fact. So maybe Walmart has found something that they can do electronically or on the internet that they'll be able to make some money off of. And we may be hearing more about that. But it's a way for you to either rent or purchase Hollywood movies, Vudu, V-U-D-U, and it's owned by the folks at Walmart.
I'll be darned.
One more way to get your entertainment when and where you want it.
The Aggie women won the national championship. The Aggie men made a sixth consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. Prepare yourself now for another Aggie basketball experience at Reed Arena. Reserve your seats now by calling toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE, the local number 845-2311, or go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Aggie Basketball, an experience that will last a lifetime.
819, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's time for the Dow Jones Report. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnigan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance, visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Americans increased their spending in July much more than expected. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Glenn Crespo. A surprising sign of strength for the economy going into the second half of the year, as the Commerce Department says personal spending jumped 0.8%, the biggest gain in 5 months. Income rose about 0.3% as wages and salaries grew. Sylvia Quant Research says claims from Irene should not exceed reinsurers' budgets. First estimates indicate damages of up to $7 billion, and the brokerage firm says Irene will add natural catastrophe claims at reinsurers, but doesn't require it to change 2011 estimates. Atlantic City is about to be turned on again. The 11 casinos are set to reopen at noon after being closed for the weekend due to Hurricane Irene. The latest Lundberg survey finds the average price at the pump held steady in the past 2 weeks. The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline was $3.61. The futures are higher. NASDAQ futures are up 21, S&P up 12. I'm Glenn Crespo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else.
United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at TXTraders.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. But you know, you don't have to put up with restless leg. Thousands of people take Active 8 for their restless leg syndrome. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. The idea was to give the movement a boost. Maybe. Maybe not. But it certainly wouldn't be the first time that a story had been written to help a cause or movement out, now would it? The author? Well, he was a newspaper reporter for the Aberdeen Saturday Pioneer in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Frank was a member of the Populist Party. Their main concern? Dealt with the gold standard. During the mid and late 1800s, the United States moved towards using only gold to support its monetary system. Populists were pro-silver and wanted the U.S. to move away from gold and adopt a policy that would allow the free coinage of silver, which they believed would solve the economic problems of the day. They even had a hero of their movement in the person of William Jennings Bryan, who ran for president on the populist platform. The problem was that the movement wasn't getting anywhere, at least not at the time. And Frank, well, he believed that something needed to be done. So he did what he did best. He wrote. This time, it was a book. A book that has become known as the Populist Allegory, mostly because he was a populist, and the book had all the features and characters of the movement. The story was fiction, all right, but the characters had meaning. William Jennings Bryan, well, he was portrayed as someone who found a heart for the battle. The homeland of the populist movement was represented by a farm girl and her very poor parents, even right down to her magic silver shoes that represented the populist belief in the transformation to the silver system of currency. Now, the people of the United States, well, they were just little people who lived in a green hue, which was the brand new green money, and of course, they were helpless against the wicked rulers of the East. Starting to sound a bit familiar? Well, it should. You've seen it a million times. It's a little-known fact that Frank Baum wrote his populist allegory to entertain children, but it certainly had all the elements of his movement, complete with Dorothy's room number of 73, representing the year that the government stopped the coinage of the silver dollar. And what about those silver shoes? Well, the movie changed a lot of the facts. You see, Dorothy's shoes were silver in the book, not ruby. But let's not let a little politics get in the way of what was genuinely one of the great stories and movies of all time, The Wizard of Oz.
Badges aren't given, they're earned. Through strength, like the available 390-horsepower Hemi engine that gets up to 20 mpg highway, and through dedication, with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Badges every Ram truck has worn for over 30 years. Drive home your own badge of honor today at the Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram Summer Clearance Event. But you better hurry. These deals absolutely end Labor Day. Right now, finance through Ally Financial and get no payments for 90 days, plus 0% APR financing or $4,000 in total cash allowances on Ram heavy-duty diesel models. So hurry to the Summer Clearance Event today. Financing and deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Interest, if any, accrues from date of purchase. Offers end September 6, 2011. EPA estimated fuel economy 1,500 4x2 Hemi V8. Actual results may vary. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, it's Monday. It's time for Heritage Highlights. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. And now it's time for Fran Lamb.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, a radio show starring Joel McRae as Ranger Pearson, was sponsored by Wheaties and aired on NBC stations all over the country between the summer of 1950 to the fall of 1952. Though the popularity of television was just coming on, westerns on radio stations remained popular. Westerns made in the 1940s and 1950s idealistically focused on upholding American laws and patriotism. Back then, most Western-themed shows took place during the time period between the Battle of the Alamo in 1836 and the Mexican Revolution in 1920. Stephen F. Austin unofficially created the formation of the Texas Rangers in 1823 to protect the interests of settlers. The Rangers were originally paid in land and served as scouts, guides, detectives, and small armed forces. While President Sam Houston believed that a rapport with the Native Americans could be peacefully negotiated, the Texas Rangers were constitutionally created as a military force for the short-lived Republic. The role of the Rangers in Texas history was significant during the Mexican Revolution when ugly cross-border attacks were prominent. During the Great Depression, their number dwindled to 45 due to lack of funding. In addition, the Rangers had to find their own horses. Like the old-time radio show Dragnet, the Tales of the Texas Rangers was based on actual modern Texas Rangers. Star Joel McRae led as Texas Ranger J.C. Pearson, who used forensic science to track and identify the criminals. Joel McRae was not only a popular Hollywood star, he was also a good horseman, as he worked as a ranch hand when he was a teen. Though most of the criminals used automobiles, Pearson rode mostly his favorite horse, Charcoal. The clop, clop, clop of sound effects on the show would indicate Charcoal's much-awaited gallop. Some of the many cases that the old Ranger worked included the Santa Claus bank robbery in Cisco, the famous courtroom burning in Sherman, the race riots in Beaumont, and the Phantom Killer episode near Texarkana. Today, the show is a classic Western, as classic as our own Texas Rangers. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previously aired programs, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran. And, of course, next Monday we'll have another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Save up to $1,000 during the factory authorized clearance on Polaris ATVs and Rangers while supplies last. Polaris Fun Center. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A local justice of the peace has been reprimanded by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Judge George Boyette was ordered to complete 10 hours of education with a mentor in the area of proper judicial demeanor. This follows what was considered a minor altercation involving rival fraternities on the A&M campus last September. One student was arrested after being accused of taking another student's Aggie ring and tossing it into a field. The order noted the videotaped first court appearance showing Boyette pointing out his Aggie ring to the accused before setting bond at $50,000, some 10 times the standard amount. Boyette's responses to why he did what he did are included in the commission's order. You can read all that on our website, WTAW.com. The commission concluded that Boyette, quote, abandoned his role as a neutral, detached, and impartial magistrate, end quote. Charges were dropped 3 days later against the accused and someone else after someone else admitted tossing the ring. Attempts to maintain the decades-long marriage of the City of Bryan and the Brazos Animal Shelter are over. City employees will take over Bryan Animal Control Services starting Thursday. The city's Help Wanted page includes openings for an animal shelter manager, a shelter technician, and an animal control officer. President of the Animal Shelter Board, Judy Leunis, says employees notified them when they saw the job openings.
They've done the research. They know how expensive it is to run a shelter. So I just can't imagine right now, because it takes us away from doing our job and trying to raise money for the animals of our community by having all of these meetings. And we have spent so much on lawyers, and it's just been ludicrous. And, you know, looking back, I'm you know, we're all pretty tainted about this right now.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says they're in the process of hiring staff to take over the Finfeather Road facility.
But we'll be able to offer programs, low-cost paid neuter programs, educational programs, fostering and adoption programs, you know, all those things that the community's come to expect. That's certainly the vision that we have right now. It probably won't happen on Thursday, but give us a little time, and we plan to certainly strive to reach those goals.
Leona says the shelter board remains committed to honoring contracts with College Station in Brazos County. The week after Labor Day is when Blaine College officials plan to introduce the finalists for president. Specific details are still being worked out for the appearances on September 6th and 8th. Meantime, you can read background information on our website, WTAW.com. There are two in the running after a third finalist withdrew after accepting another position. The candidates are Blinn's Brazos County Provost, Dr. Ted Raspiller, and the president of Navarro College's Ellis County campuses, Dr. Harold Nolte, Jr. Authorities are looking for a duffel bag of jewelry, a semi-automatic handgun, and three of five suspects accused of an armed robbery last week in College Station. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Police responded to the residential neighborhood behind the Home Depot, where an out-of-town salesman said he had been held up after stopping his car to put on his suit coat before visiting a local jewelry store. Another car had stopped containing five people. Two got out, one holding the firearm and a bag of tools. A window was broken to get inside the victim's car. The duffel bag was taken, and the suspects left. Within minutes, 911 received calls from the victim, a witness to the robbery, and a witness to the getaway car being involved in a hit-and-run wreck at University and the freeway southbound service road. The suspect vehicle was followed on the freeway south out of College Station. It was stopped in Navasota, but only two of the five were inside. The arrest report makes no reference to recovering the jewelry or the handgun. Taken to jail were a man from Houston and a woman from Waco. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is working the freeway this morning. That means a detour and delay for northbound drivers between Highway 21 and Tabor Road. It's expected to start about 9 o'clock, so just under a half hour from now, motorists will be on the service road as investigators will do a follow-up on a fatality rollover crash that happened weekend before last. Southbound lanes on the freeway will be unaffected. WTAW News Time is 8:35. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next. This look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the one you've been waiting for, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Rebates up to $1,000 on select models and great financing. Brand new 2011 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. And Ranger Razors, the only vehicles that deliver razor-sharp performance. Sweeten these already amazing deals by trading in your current ATV or UTV and take advantage of these rebates. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, now at Polaris Fun Center, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit.
Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, I'm Denise Joyner, the Crescent Point Banking Center Manager at First Victoria. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Need t-shirts made for your student group, office staff, family reunion, team uniform, or church group? Then come to Monograms and More for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. They have their own in-house art department, so they can help you through every step of the process. Monograms and More has fast turnaround, quality apparel, and affordable pricing. Make sure and like Monograms and More on Facebook and call 693-7773. That's 693-7773 for more information, or check them out online at monograms-more.com.
837, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The heat continues, but hopefully towards the end of the week, we may see the heat break and we may actually see some precipitation. That's what some of the computer guidance is suggesting. Sunshine continuing, so is the heat advisory into the evening. Temperatures around 105. Clear tonight, lows near 75. Sunshine 100 to 105 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75. We'll have all sorts of sunshine Wednesday. Highs Wednesday near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
92. 50% chance of showers.
How about that?
Cool.
Let's make a phone call in celebration.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We're calling down the hall?
Yeah. Doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
But, you know. See if the phones are working this morning. Oh, good.
Do you have the anthem?
Good morning, Brian. Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, has Ben been in yet?
Sure, he just walked in.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. Yeah, because something kind of new and exciting, I think, in Ben's life here that we've got. We can. We'll just see.
She told him it was us. So
yeah,
he's not in a hurry.
Yeah, now we're on hold.
I swear he's not here.
Yeah.
He's the boss. Texas broadcaster.
Well, former.
He's the general manager.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
It's a tough Monday. I don't know what the problem was. Yeah. You think it's the 108 that we're 153 degrees or whatever we had this weekend? That I'm just tired.
Wore out.
I'm wore out.
There you go. So I'm looking
out.
I'm looking out the
window. Again, that's in November too.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sometimes it's just for weeks on end.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm looking out into the parking lot, and where Ben parks his car is a different vehicle this morning.
Oh my.
Well, yes, that's true.
I
did get a new car, yes.
Okay.
A new small SUV, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one is...
What are we getting at here, Scott? What's the point here?
Well, you had a hybrid before.
I don't have a hybrid now.
What's that about?
Well, there's no real reason other than that nasty old tsunami. There just aren't any hybrids available. The one I had was dirty and needed washing.
Sure. And, and it hadn't rained since you got it. So.
I know.
Yeah.
And so it was either, you know, trade it in or drive it someplace and get it washed.
Yeah.
And so, but they're, you know, hybrids are hard to come by right now. They come from far across the ocean, as you know.
Well,
so anyway, I'm driving my first gas 100% gas-powered car in a long time.
Long time.
So, yeah, about seven years or more or something. Yeah.
With that in mind, the Discovery Channel.
Oh, wait, can I add a footnote to that?
Please.
Please don't send me any emails and tell me how stupid hybrids are, okay? Just send it to Rush. You and Rush can chat back and forth, okay? And then it'll be fine. Just leave me alone.
The Discovery Channel.
It was a long weekend.
Discovery Channel knows how to choose shows. So, yeah, exactly. So we'll... We'll put our doubts aside. We'll trust them on this one. They have decided to pick up a show about used car salesmen. It's called Carfellas.
I've read that.
Now,
here's what
I'm a little charged up about.
Uh-huh.
Is okay. One of the guy's names. I mean, do you know? Mike DeLucia.
Really?
Yeah.
Spelled like you and everything?
In the traditional style?
Yes, I mean, and not DeLuca, which is semi-common, but I mean, spelled the same way. But as it says here, it describes him as a reformed ex-con.
Oh, my.
And, of course, the only other time I had seen the exact same spelling of my name in print had been Paul the Waiter DeLucia, who ran the Chicago Mafia. So thanks, Dad. Appreciate that. Yeah.
There you go. Welcome to Scott's family reunion.
Yeah. Yeah. So there.
You're not really Scandinavian much.
No,
are you?
Not really.
No.
But it says here that that Mike sells.
That just screams Ragu, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
He sells used cars with his pals on Long Island.
This is getting better and better.
It is. The reality show debuts tonight, so I'll capture it. I don't know what time it comes on, but I'll capture it.
Every car comes with a sack of cement in
the
trunk.
Yes, it does. Just in case you might need it. They don't have to use that. What's it going to take for me to get you in their car? They're just
no.
Gonna say,
you know what
that's
it
right.
That's right. Learn how to roll back an odometer.
Whatever it takes. We've got.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so that's coming up tonight. So I was kind of jazzed about that. I'll probably watch that instead of the announcement of the Dancing with Stars contestant on Bachelor Pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a question that, thank goodness for the DVR, because I had a choice of watching the Video Music Awards on MTV last night or watching the George Bush 9/11 interview. And so it was.
I watched that.
Yeah, that was a difficult decision for us to make around the house. I do believe the interview won out ultimately.
Yeah, that's there, and it's out there and available. Of course, Masterpiece Mystery was on last night, so you could watch that.
You know, we're actually going to do promos about this. Those are short promotional announcements broadcast on the radio station.
All right.
But we're starting, we have 5 hours of long-form programming from Fox that we're going to start at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, 9/11 programming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to run, I believe, from 8 until 11, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, to, yes, 8 to 11. And then we have a couple of really powerful ones that we're going to pick up at noon. There's one of them that is told just with the recordings and the interviews from the day. It won't have announcers and commentators in there. It'll just kind of build as the 911 calls come in, and it'll take it from there. And that one's going to be a little intense. We're running it at 1 o'clock on Sunday,
but it'll be there.
We have 5 hours, like I said, of programming set up for it. I guess I need to get those written and get them ready to go.
That's
on the
true.
Air,
now will it be archived?
Yeah. Okay.
We're not sure about that.
Yeah,
there's some content situations there.
Yeah, there's copyrights and things like that. I don't know if we'll archive them or not.
Well, that's why I wanted to mention it now, so that people will know. They need to. We'll check on that and we'll find out if that'll be archived. Anyway, but that'll be live starting at 8 o'clock. On Sunday morning, which obviously will be 9/11. All right.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hurry into Sterling Auto Group for the Buick Summer Event. Get zero APR for 60 months on a spacious 2011 Buick Enclave. Lease the 2011 Buick LaCrosse for $319 a month for 39 months. Or lease the fuel-efficient 2011 Buick Regal for only $259 a month. Take advantage of these special offers and experience luxury as it should be. Shop Sterling for the best in Buick on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control,
846 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We don't link things from our show very often.
Yeah.
We'll do interviews and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This would be kind of fun. I don't know. We might do this. MREs, okay?
Right.
Meals.
Oh, ready to eat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Folks, you know, what the troops in the field eat.
Mm-hmm.
And since the war first began in 2001, a lot of soldiers of almost 50 nations in Afghanistan have pretty well survived on these prepackaged meals filled with as many calories as possible and seasoned pretty much so it'll taste like home. So these MREs, the meals ready to eat in the U.S., they have a hardcover book size package that serves two functions, to nourish the hardworking troops and to give them a happy reminder of home. But what do other countries have? What do other countries have in their MREs? For instance, in Denmark.
Yeah. Ooh.
Meatballs in brown sauce.
just brown sauce.
That's right.
Don't tell you what's in it. We'll just tell you the color of it, right?
Tuna pate. hot chocolate powder, instant coffee, a tea bag, sugar, salt, pepper, toothpicks, and a moist towel sponge. In France. Surrender flag. No, I'm kidding. pork, rice and pineapple dish, cassoulet, which is sausages, duck confit with beans, venison pate, fish soup, vanilla rice pudding, country biscuits, fruit jelly, fruit nougat. Well, God, no wonder they can't fight. They're busy eating all this garbage. Yay, whiz. Give me a break. In Germany, goulash with potatoes, a ground beef dish, rye bread, bratwurst, beef pate, soft cheese, fruit salad, crackers, sour cherry and apricot marmalade, chocolate, exotic beverage powder. What does that mean, exotic beverage powder? It means it tastes like crap, and you go, oh, well, it was exotic, though, wasn't it? Powdered tea, sugar, skim milk. So, but they do. They have, I guess, maybe 10 different countries and what they have in theirs. In the United States, because that's what you want to know, pork ribs, barbecue sauce, tortillas, potato cheddar soup, blackberry jam, peanut butter, Skittles. Yes!
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 All right, now we're talking.
Nut raisin mix. Chewing gum, sugar, instant coffee, creamer, lemon-lime beverage powder, salt, a moist towelette, toilet paper, thank you,
mm-hmm.
and matches. So there you go.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go. So that's, but anyway, they have, that's, and I'll, let me see, I think God, New York Times, I think, did the story, the pictures and all that are out there. Visual news you can go to, and I think it'll have it there for you. Most people do it in the privacy of their own home.
Watch it.
When they are sure that nobody's looking, but 26-year-old Alpine Westfall from Germany is much less.
What a great name.
It is a good name.
Yeah.
On Friday, she played air guitar in front of thousands of enthusiasts in Finland to win this year's World Air Guitar Championships. Playing under the provocative name of the Devil's Niece, Westfall beat 17 other contestants to win the first prize in the with a handmade Finnish electric guitar. Oh. A student currently writing a degree dissertation on the topic of the air guitar. Really? She's doing a dissertation on the air guitar.
That's great.
I guess. Won over the audience with
the follow-up on water.
Her skillful renderings of the song by the Foo Fighters, Rage Against the Machine. So congratulations to her. She is now the air guitar champion of the world.
I guess you judge that by how well you strum to the music, right?
I think mean, so that you don't miss anything.
Yeah, it's like lip syncing, but just with your hands.
Need to hit it all right. Mm.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof. The dog days of summer are in full swing, but Rattler's convenience stores will cool you off with these great August specials. If you're hungry, go for the 99-cent nachos and grab a couple of 32-ounce Gatorades, two for only $3 to wash them down. Got a sweet tooth? Head to the ice cream freezer and pick up two pints of Bluebell ice cream and get one free. Cold beer, you got it, with 24 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of fine beers for only $18.99. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Do you need a relaxing massage or a deep tissue therapeutic massage? Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa has the relaxation experience for any massage. Call and book your appointment with Jennifer today at 693-0350. Remember to book your appointment with Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa. Call 693-0350 today. Whether your goal is to enhance your current beauty regimen, achieve a brand new look, or simply relax and get away from everyday stresses, call the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 to book your appointment today.
I was trying to find a Rage Against the Machine, but you know, it's really too much trouble. You know, we talked about the guy who was swimming in the street to impress his son in with all this.
Yeah,
there's a photo of a shark swimming down a Puerto Rican street flooded by Hurricane Irene. It's been making the rounds online.
Oh, my.
But no, it's not true.
Oh, it's not
no,
true?
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's okay. Not true. Turns out it was a fake image. It was picked up and broadcast by a station in Miami, but not the case. Now, the American Kennel Club says there's been a supposed surge in dog napping. Since January, the AKC has received 224 reports of stolen pets, up from 150 same time last year. AKC spokesperson Lisa Peterson, an owner and breeder of Norwegian Elkhounds, says people are taking smaller dogs like Yorkies and Pomeranians and toy poodles because they're easier to take and they're popular. The bad economy, apparently, to blame for more and more people doing that. McMansions, you know what they are?
McMansions?
Yeah, no. Big houses on small lots, okay?
Oh,
where they
okay.
use up the whole lot. They're called McMansions, and that's what happens is you have these really, really big houses right next to each other now in what used to be kind of tract housing. Forget McMansions. Engineering students at Northwestern University have designed and are building a 128-square-foot house.
Huh.
Think about
128.
That.
128?
Four-room house.
Uh-huh.
128 square feet. They're building it on the Evanston campus there at Northwestern.
It's a little bitty house.
It is. Living room.
Bedroom, it's your matchbook loft. House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kitchen and bathroom. Not only is it small, it's environmentally friendly. With solar panels for electricity, a composting toilet. You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
How big can the bathroom be?
I mean, I don't know.
It's proportional.
And I don't want to know how that works. It's fine. Just, you live there. They'll be fine. Be fine. I hope that we don't have to do that while I'm alive, okay?
120, I mean, that's like about as big as a bedroom.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
That's, yeah. Well, it's a small bedroom, yeah, in many ways. So there you go. And it costs, let's see. What did it cost? Fairly cash, air filled water. Yeah. Project is to explore the idea that people can get by with minimal space. They can, they don't want to, okay?
Right.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we talked about
last
week?
That's what we said last week.
House will be finished next month, cost $50,000 in grant money because of the cutting edge technology.
And my mailman memorized that.
Yeah,
that morning.
And again,
he looked at me and said, "Hey, just because you can, don't mean you should."
That it works. It works. There's nothing wrong with that at all. We'll remember that for a long, long time.
Oh, man.
Okay. In the meantime,
looks
like newspapers have something going for them in the blogosphere that the blogosphere doesn't. That's fear of change. An ad agency survey published said that 37% of newspaper subscribers say they keep their subscription out of habit. Out of habit? Hello?
Those 120-square-foot houses with a composting toilet, they sell those on Highway 6. It's called a camper.
Yeah. It is. It's a camper. It has wheels. You can move it from place to place. It's fine. But that's it. 37% of newspaper subscribers say they keep their subscription out of habit. Not the most encouraging statistics, obviously, for the newspaper industry. But subscribers say they still buy their daily newspaper for their original content. Readers identified local news at 85%, columnists at 33%, and obits at 35% as the reason that they keep their papers. And after all, doesn't that make sense? Because people under 30 really don't need to go to the obits. You know, that's not anything that they're interested in. And original content is only a matter of that they've got it right now, that some other place won't have it, because in time, obviously, they will, because that information gets out on the blogosphere, and it's going to be shared and become commonly available. But that's it. Right now, 37% of the people who subscribe to newspapers say they do it out of habit.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood-destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
Hey, Brazos Valley, AeroFit is proud to announce we have two new facilities called AeroFit Express to better serve you. The two new clubs were formerly the Anytime Fitness Centers located at Wellborn and Southwest Parkway and the Target Shopping Center in Bryan. We are celebrating the grand opening of the two new AeroFit Express clubs by offering you a membership special that is sure to please. Join any AeroFit club now and pay no enrollment fee. You must mention you heard this on the radio to get this special deal. So now you can work out 24/7 at the two new AeroFit Express clubs. And don't forget, with your membership, you will also get the two original AeroFit clubs that include swimming, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and all of the programming for the kids to keep them fit as well. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services, and get in on this no enrollment fee special. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stock market is jazzing here.
It's going
175.
How about that? They don't mind a little water.
Yeah, see how that works. Yeah. On this date in history.
Love this part.
I know you do. The United Kingdom legislated the abolition of slavery in 1833. I mean, they had slaves until 1833. Gottlieb Daimler patented the world's first motorcycle. That worked out all right, 1885. Chop suey was invented in New York City, 1896.
Yeah.
The Goodyear Tire Company was founded in 1898. And, of course, Hurricane Katrina devastated most of the Louisiana coast on this day.
It land today.
05.
Six years ago. Wow.
Yep. 1 minute.
There you go. At the box office this weekend, The Help, which was a good book and I understand a very sad movie, but it was number one at the box office. 74% it got on Rotten Tomatoes, and it made $14.3 million on its opening weekend. Columbiana was number two at $10.3 million, followed by Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was its opening, right? Yeah, it opened at fourth in the box office. Like we told you, the Dancing with the Stars celebrities will be announced tonight on the Bachelor Pad. Season 13 is coming up. It'll start on September the 19th. And for the first time since 2003, the Broadway.